500. But what should we make of yesterday's 415-point loss in the Dow Jones Industrial Average and the nearly 100-point NASDAQ sell-off? Market analyst Art Hogan believes it's a correction after months of gains, not a sign of big trouble.
We want long-term investors to stay the course. This is a buying opportunity. It's not an opportunity to panic.
Is anyone panicking? Let's go live to Wall Street and CBS's Jim Taylor.
Steve, they're telling me stuff happens, or words to that effect. The market was due to drop. We got caught up in a global sell-off. There were obviously technical issues behind the scenes. All that said, these grim-faced brokers do have a job to do today. Some say they're going bargain hunting, buy low, right? Whatever, we are an hour and a half away from the opening bell, the start of what promises to be a very long day here.
This is Barry Peterson in Tokyo. Asian markets were rattled by what happened in the Dow. Some of the big ones losing as much as 3%, but the reality was, as the day went on, the market seemed to claw back a little bit. That Shanghai market that started all the trouble with a big drop yesterday, it closed up almost 4%.
And we'll find out what the Fed chairman thinks of all this in just a few hours. CBS's Bob Fuss is on Capitol Hill.
The pressure will be on Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke to try to calm investors after yesterday's stock plunge, and he isn't being helped by his predecessor. Longtime Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan said there could be a recession by the end of the year, comments some analysts say contributed to the worldwide stock sell-off. Bernanke, in prior testimony, has been optimistic about prospects for the economy. Before Congress today, he'll doubtless be asked if he still stands by that.
And there's something else that might affect your personal bottom line this morning. Word that getting a mortgage or refinancing might get a little tougher. CBS's Dave Barrett is here. Dave, what's this all about?
The second largest financer of home mortgages, Freddie Mac, won't be buying subprime adjustable rate mortgages. Those helped millions of people buy homes in recent years, but many could not handle the mortgage payments, which started to rise after a couple of years. So Freddie Mac will make those with weak credit jump through more hoops to refinance. You'll have to prove your income to a greater degree to show you could handle a higher payment if rates rise to the max. Others who want those ARMs will not be able to qualify. Steve?
To Iraq, where a car bombing in western Baghdad killed 10 people today. Putting a stop to the violence is one of the ideas behind a regional conference that's taking shape, one that would put the U.S. at the same table with Iran and Syria. To the White House, where CBS's Peter Mayer is live this morning with more.
And Steve, next month's so-called Iraq Neighbors Conference will be something of a diplomatic dance for the U.S. There had been preconditions for any meeting with Iran.
If they want us at the table, we're more than willing to come, but there must be a verifiable suspension of this weapons program.
Now, the White House portrays the conference as Iraq's idea, but Middle East analyst John Alterman says the U.S. clearly approved.
This meeting would be irrelevant if the U.S. weren't at the table.
The meeting could be an opening for the U.S. to directly complain about Iran's role in Iraq, but officials say that thorny nuclear issue would be on a separate track. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
To Iraq and back, Bob Woodruff reports. The ABC News correspondent told his story of recovery from brain injury last night, a little more than a year after an Iraq bombing almost killed him. Part of it, learning words again with the help of his kids.
Belt buckle.
Belt buckle.
Belt buckle.
Belt buckle.
Belt.
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 Buckle.
Belt.
Buckle.
Buckle. Belt buckle.
Woodruff's also telling the story of veterans who suffer similar injuries and the trouble they sometimes face in getting the right medical care. It's 4 minutes after the hour.
Call the mortgage store today at 303-423-7171.
Good morning. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. Some startling allegations out of Pueblo, where police say a five-month-old baby boy was sold by his mother to a couple in exchange for cash and the down payment on a new car.
There's many different reasons that a couple may want a baby. Why they chose to go outside the law and not go through an adoption agency and do it lawfully within legal remedies through a contract or through the courts, I'm not too sure.
Pueblo Police Department says fortunately the baby was found safe and sound soon after they heard about the transaction. He's now in a foster home. Mom and the couple who bought him all behind bars. Another winter storm system moving into the metro area.
We could see several inches on the ground here in downtown Denver. 3 to 6 inches south and west of the city. Areas like Roxborough, Conifer, Evergreen, Kiowa, and Parker. And areas north of Denver might not see much snow at all.
Meteorologist Kathy Sabin says the snow should start around lunchtime. There's already heavy snow in the mountains. That's prompted chain laws and some closures up in the high country. And those cracked windshields on more than a dozen planes out of DIA were caused by foreign object debris. Air safety investigators say microscopic analysis of the 21 front and side windshields cracked during that storm revealed fine particles that caused pitting, which in turn caused cracking, but investigators still haven't figured out just what those particles were. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John, and good morning. Now, the snow already moving in. We have a few flurries around the metro area, 6th Avenue, Lakewood, I-25 around the Boulder Turnpike, and over DIA. But we're in good shape. No wrecks or delays. High Country is a little worse for the wear. Loveland Pass is closed. Chain laws in effect both sides of the tunnel at the Berthoud Pass. You'll need to chain up eastbound at the Vale. And just give yourself plenty of time along I-70 and drive with caution. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, mostly cloudy and cold with snow showers. 1 to 3 inches in the city, 3 to 6 south and west, and up to 2 feet along the western slope. High of 36 today. Tonight, snow showers ending, but cold, low of 16. Currently overcast and 32. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
The following is not a radio commercial. It's a gift from the people of Iceland to you and your heart. You see, Iceland Health is giving away a free bottle of omega-3 fish oil to everyone that requests one because they recognize the very real danger of high cholesterol, heart disease, and stroke. Millions of you have already discovered the powerful benefits of fish oil, but millions of you haven't. Iceland Health Omega-3s offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for joints, memory, even your skin. And the Omega-3s from Iceland Health offer twice the power of ordinary fish oil. Whether you've tried Omega-3s before or this is your first time, call and request your free bottle of Iceland Health Omega-3 soft gels. Call 1-800-467-5910. It's our gift to you. Find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health Omega-3 fish oil by calling 1-800-467-5910. 1-800-467-5910.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-990-4998 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-990-4998. 1-800-990-4998.
The problem with computers? I don't have a computer, and email seems to be the only way people communicate anymore, especially my grandkids. Then I found out that I didn't need a computer to receive emails and photos. All I needed was my regular phone line and the new Presto service with the HP printing mailbox. It's so easy. Take it out of the box, plug it into the phone jack, and presto, you're connected. You don't have to do a thing. Emails and photos from family and friends print out automatically. It's so easy, you have to see it for yourself. Presto will even send you information absolutely free. Just call 1-800-477-1896. Now you can receive emails and photos from your friends and family without having an expensive, hard-to-use computer. All you need is your regular phone line, so pick up the phone. Call right now for your free information. The number is 1-800-477-1896. 1-800-477-1896. That's 1-800-477-1896.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul,
I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-3903. Again, that's 1-800-550-3903. 1-800-550-3903.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
But I'm not ready to go. 6:11, 11 minutes after 6 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you, John M., John Turk. High today, only 36. Snow likely? Yes, 70%. Chance of snow tonight, 60%. Good news on Thursday, partly cloudy, high of 38. Could get as high as 53 on Sunday.
Well, you just heard Kathy Sabin say, may not be much snow north of the metro area.
Well, I don't live north of the metro area.
I do. I played golf yesterday for the first time in Colorado in almost 3 months.
Well, that must have been good. Got out there and spanked a little whitey, didn't you?
Spanked whitey, yes.
All right. We got Elizabeth Edwards, who is the wife of former vice presidential candidate and former senator and now presidential candidate. John Edwards coming up this morning, right after 7 o'clock, so that's about a little less than an hour away. And we'll ask her some questions about herself and also about her husband's drive for the Democratic primary nomination. The stock market went down the tubes yesterday. Thank God I have little or no stock.
See, I got a lot of stock.
Oh, good. Then you're broke.
It was no big deal. It was a 3.5% decline. Half of which was triggered by some computer glitches.
Yeah, that's what they say was computer problems.
Yeah, well, it was no big deal. I mean, you hear the people on Fox Noise and market meltdown!
Congratulations to the people on Fox Aganda for trying to spin off the idea that the reason the stock market went down was because the Taliban tried to hit Dick Cheney. I mean, come on.
And these people are going to launch a business network? Yeah, good luck.
Unbelievable.
But, you know, I mean, you and I are old enough to remember the real market meltdown back in October of 87 when the market lost 22% of its value. And guess what? Less than a decade later, the market had gone from 2,500 to 10,000.
Yeah, so. I do remember that.
Yeah, part of the problem, you know, and I
and
hate
people,
to
people
sound...
People back then did panic.
I hate to sound like the old fogey that I am. But part of the problem is that a lot of these kids in journalism these days, they have degrees in journalism, mass communications, broadcasting, English lit. Only 1 in 1,000 know anything about economics. So when they see something like this happen, they start going, oh, the sky is falling.
Wait a minute, are you talking about young journalists and news people in general, or are you talking about the people who are employed by the Fox Agenda channel?
Primarily the people employed by Fox Noise.
Well, they do it because they're given an agenda. They don't do it because they want to. They're doing
also,
it because they're told to.
There are also young people in other mainstream media that weren't around in 87 and they think this is a big deal. So
well, we'll see how it does today.
My advice, put your money in blue chips with high dividends, low P.E. ratios.
Okay, if your advice is so good, and you're like Jim Cramer the second,
I made $140,000 on the stock market last year.
So why are you still working?
Because I like it.
Why don't you retire?
Can't play golf? Can't play
the
golf
hell out of here.
Liar.
Liar. B.S.
I've seen the car you drive.
Oh, yeah?
Aren't you driving a Rolls-Royce Silver Shadow?
Why would I
or
spend
a Phantom?
Why would I spend my hard-earned money on stupid stuff like that?
Well, what are you spending on, drugs?
No, I'm just putting it away for retirement.
Well, retirement is here.
Well, if one of these days I decide I want to get out, I'm pretty well set.
M will be playing some of the finest courses across the country when he retires.
That's what I plan on doing. I'm going to get a bus like George Clooney, and you can come with me, John, and we'll get a half.
Now, the real life story behind this is M will be working at some of the finest golf courses across the country. That's the oldest caddy in the United States of America.
Hey, those guys live a long time.
Well, because you
like
walk all the time.
Diggers. Yeah, exactly.
How do you know grave diggers live a long
time? My mind is a useless sieve of information. I read a report a number of years ago saying grave diggers have the longest life expectancy of just about any profession.
Well, we're in the wrong business, obviously.
What do you mean? We've been digging a grave for ourselves
for years, but we're not getting any healthier. We're not getting any. We're not getting any younger. All right. Some other things that are going on in the news, and we'll talk about this a little bit later on this morning as we get time. How many times have you heard this administration say, over and over again, and the GOP, see, I can't get off of this, and the GOP, well, we support the troops.
Yeah,
you've heard
right.
that a million times, haven't you?
Did you see the cover of Newsweek this week?
Oh, sure. And the fact that the Bush administration's budget shortchanges vets. But they're always talking about how prepared we are, right? How we're going to be prepared. We're not going to send these young men and women into combat. We're not going to send them to Iraq or Afghanistan without preparing them.
Yeah.
Right? You've heard that?
Many times.
Okay. MSNBC.com, owned by General Electric, with the exception of Oberman, not the most liberal operation on the planet. Two brigades to skip desert training. Some in Congress questioned foregoing training meant specifically for the region, rushed by President Bush's decision to reinforce Baghdad with thousands of more U.S. troops. Two Army combat brigades are skipping their usual session at Army's premier training range in California and instead are making final preparations at their home bases. Now, are there any members of the GOP or backers of President Bush, who happen to be up at 6:17, 17 minutes after 6 in the morning, who would like to pick up the phone at 303-713-7600 and explain this to us? Or are we to assume, as we have assumed now for how many ungodly days here, that once again we're getting hosed and lied to?
They wouldn't lie.
So I'd like to go to the Republican members of the state legislature who claim that they are supporting the troops, and I would like them to explain this to us. How is this happening? I'd like to go to Wayne Allard and ask Wayne Allard, why is this going on? Or Doug Lamborn. Maybe we should ask Mr. Lamborn why this is happening.
There's a good one.
And did Tony Snow, because I never ask him this question, did Tony Snow serve in the armed services? I don't think he did.
I don't think so, no.
And he's standing up there yesterday at this presidential, press briefing that he's giving, and because I watch those things all the time, and he's standing up talking about in theater and out of theater.
Yeah, yeah.
What are these guys, man, who have never been in the military, where do they latch on to all this military jargon?
By the way, aren't there about 10 Bush kids, like, not just Bush's daughters, but, you know, Jeb's kids and some of the other Bush kids. I think there are about 10 of them that are all of around military age, that are all, like, in their 20s. Is one of them in the military?
It's a good question. I don't know.
I don't think any of them are in the military.
I don't know. I think it's a good question. Maybe we should ask that.
Yeah.
Maybe we should.
Let's call Tony Snow.
Let's call Tony Snow and get him on the phone right now. 6:19 minutes after, and by the way, once we get him on the phone, we can ask him to give Helen Thomas her front row seat back. 6:19, 19 minutes after 6, AM 760, Progressive Talk. First check of traffic now with Gina.
I love football. I've always wanted to do sports broadcasting. Oh, that would be such a cool job to have.
You've always wanted to know who's on Match.com, and we want you to know it's okay to look.
And he's running down the field. He's at the 10, he's at the 5, he's at the touchdown. I don't want to do that kind.
Her Match.com username is 2bits12, and you can email her right now. Go ahead. We guarantee if you don't find someone special within 6 months, we'll give you 6 months free. Visit the all-new Match.com for details.
You can see the good life all around you. The people with the bigger house, the fancy cars. It seems like everyone's living the American dream, except you. Well, what if you could start making the money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself? Make cash even when you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. And what if you could get started for free? It's not too good to be true. It's a proven system from Internet Speedway. And once you get started, the computer does the work while you collect the cash. And while supplies last, you can request a free CD that shows you how. Just call 1-800-220-5859. The secret to the good life isn't working harder. It's working smarter. Whether you just want a second income or you're ready to quit your job and live the good life, call now for your free CD. Only available through this exclusive radio offer. For your free CD, call 1-800-220-5859. 1-800-220-5859. 1-800-220-5859.
But straight, we'll ask him that question. Gregory H. Squared and more. Also, tune in to find out who comes out of the closet this week on AM 760.
The Out Loud Radio Show. Every Sunday from 11 to 1 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Why do office solutions from Regis work for today's businesses?
My budget is tight. If I can get a fully furnished and equipped office with no upfront costs or long-term lease, with meeting rooms, a receptionist, and IT pros, hey, that works for me.
Regis offers 750 locations in 350 cities in 60 countries. All offer flexible terms to meet your needs, and offices are available immediately. So call 888-OFFICES today or visit Regis.com. That's R-E-G-U-S.com. Regis, offices that work for you.
When you love what you do, it's impossible not to be successful doing it. So when it comes to investing your life into a franchise opportunity, how do you know you'll find a franchise that you'll absolutely love? We're Franchise Revenue Systems. Our passion is finding the perfect franchise opportunity to meet your passion and financial resources. Call today and get a free guide revealing the top secrets to starting a franchise. Call 1-800-900-0522. 1-800-900-0522. 1-800-900-0522.
Don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
You may have heard that a diet rich in antioxidants helps promote a healthy heart, but do you know where to find them? Welch's 100% grape juice. It's full of powerful antioxidants, just like red wine. Help protect your heart with delicious Welch's 100% grape juice.
Live, local, and progressive. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yep. Up once again to face the day, and we're glad that you decided to spend part of it with us. 6:23, 23 minutes after 6. Snow likely today, high of 36. And it may be snowing where you are now. Coming up after 7 o'clock, John Edwards, the wife of the former vice presidential candidate and now presidential candidate and former senator, and John Edwards will be here. He'll be here in town tomorrow, which is Thursday, at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. He's going to hold a rally at the Tivoli Student Union, and that's at the Auroria campus. That's a Metropolitan State College of Denver, and that's 900 Auroria Parkway. Did I say Auroria? No, it's Auroria. What's wrong with me? Well, what's wrong with me is it's early in the morning. Okay, here's Kurt, who has an answer to John M's question about the Bush family and the Bush kids. Kurt, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. Morning, John.
Hey, John says hello. He just walked out the door, but he'll be right back.
That's right. Yes, the answer to your question is no, there are no members of the Bush family serving in the military in any way, shape, or form. As a matter of fact, there's a website called All Hat, No Cattle. Are you familiar with it?
No, I've never heard of it.
Go find it. It has a lot of great stuff, funny stuff. All hat, no cattle, and you know that phrase from Texas terminology.
All right.
People use that to describe Bush all the time, you know, because he's not a real cowboy, doesn't even know how to ride a horse. But anyway, they have stuff daily, and they had a great picture. I think it was yesterday. So when you open up All Hat, No Cattle, it'll have today's, and then you can go back and look at previous days. I think it's yesterday's or the day before. It has a picture of the whole Bush clan in the, I think it's in the Capitol Rotunda, and it points out that not a single one of them is serving in the military.
Now, they are, he's got two daughters, and then the rest of his family. Those kids are all of age to serve, aren't they?
Yeah, I think there's something like 12 nieces and nephews, you know, between Jeb's kids and Neil's kids. And let's not forget that Neil, the convicted felon, the Bush family, you got to love them. And you know what? As a matter of fact, I don't know of any major Republicans that have any kids serving, unlike Jim Webb of Virginia, whose son is obviously in Iraq.
There are some members of Congress, though, who have members of their family that are there.
Yeah, but are any of them Republican? I'd be interested to find that out. How many Republican members of Congress or members of this crooked administration have a kid that's serving in Iraq?
The only one I know of that does, for sure, is Ilya Ross Lathamson, or however you say her name. She's a very outspoken congresswoman from Florida who I believe has a nephew serving in Iraq. Doesn't Marilyn Manson Musgrave have somebody in her family that's serving there too?
I don't remember.
But I find it interesting that no member of the press ever stands up and ever asks Bush or even Cheney, or that for that matter anybody else who supports the war, Lieberman or I don't care who it is.
Yeah.
They stand up and ask him, well, how come your kids aren't there if this is such a life and death struggle, if it's so important, if it's so bad? Because during World War II, everybody went.
Yeah,
right?
Obviously during World War II was a draft. And I get so tired of these analogies between World War II and Iraq.
Well, they don't hold up.
Well, none of them do. And I love Keith Olbermann's special comment about Condi Rice the other day. Did you see or read that?
Yeah, we ran it yesterday morning.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was busy yesterday morning, didn't get a chance to hear it. I love that. I mean, how can a woman who's supposed to be so bright with a degree in political science screw up so badly? It's just ridiculous.
Well, I had a guy who's obviously conservative send me an email questioning myself and John M. in our comments after that about comparing Saddam Hussein to Adolf Hitler. And here's the argument that they'll use. The argument that they'll use is that Saddam Hussein is an evil man, so what are you saying? Are you saying that evil men and mass murderers should not be dealt with? And then the answer I gave the guy back was, if you want to talk about that kind of thing, if you want to get into human rights abuses, if you want to get into people being treated terribly, why does this country hold hands with so many bad state actors and we say nothing about it? What made Saddam Hussein the most special target of our malice?
And you're exactly right, because we've looked nose, and especially during the Cold War, we picked and chose which dictators we'd, you know, be in bed with. You know, it's ridiculous. As long as they supposedly upheld our, you know, version of capitalism and ideology, then, you know, we were all for them. You know, but as soon as somebody differs from the way we think they ought to believe, then, you know, then they're the bad guys. And then of course your point is also well taken. Okay, if Saddam Hussein was that bad, then why in the hell weren't we invading North Korea?
Well, exactly.
Kim Jong-il has to be at least five times as bad as Hussein.
Well, and you know what the answer is why we won't go there, don't you? But the answer is we won't go there because we don't want to face somebody who's got a million-man army.
Exactly. They had a military, and Iraq didn't. And, you know, this has always been a war of choice. It always has been.
It always has, and it always will be. And despite how many right-wing talk show hosts, some of them locally based here, some of them working in the afternoon, who continue to repeat false polls like the public opinion research poll and can't open up the morning newspaper to see the recent poll in the ABC Washington Post poll from yesterday indicating that they are statistically wrong in what they're saying, you're still going to continue to keep getting this. Kurt, have a good day.
You too, Jay. Bye-bye.
All right, see ya.
You know, it's reminiscent of back in the 30s. I remember reading Franklin Roosevelt was talking about some dictator. I think Somoza down in Central America, you know, who was a terrible dictator. And Roosevelt said, he may be an SOB, but he's our SOB.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And that's always been the U.S. attitude.
Well, we've always been that way. I mean, that's that whole thing about talking about America's quote-unquote dark moments. And not confronting those dark moments, and not owning up to those dark moments. And I believe the only way to deal with people is to confront them, but to do it face to face. And now you see that the administration is going to sit down in this regional meeting with Iran, Syria, Iraq, and everybody else in the region to talk about what's going on. So maybe they're finally listening
plus,
to some degree to some of us.
I think China and Russia
or
Great Britain are going to be involved in that
thing,
too. So, yeah, there's a ray of hope there. I don't know. Same thing with our relations with North Korea now. What's going on here? There's something that could actually be going right.
Well, you can't go around everybody that there is, and you can't sit there and put a gun barrel in their back and go, you'll do what we say or else. I mean, people are not going to take to that. We've been over that before here. We would be highly offended if the mayor of Santiago, Cuba, or Havana, or the mayor of Paris, or, you know, Bonn, stood up and said, well, I was in Denver. There was a snowstorm. Seems to me you could have handled it better. You didn't do a very good job. We'd go like, well, you know, listen, pal, you don't like it? Don't come here. Right? We'd tell the mayor of Bonn, take your schnitzel and put it someplace where we can't see it. We'd come unwound.
Yeah.
But it's okay for us to do it, right?
Because God is on our side.
I don't want French fries served in the Clear Channel.
Freedom fries.
In Georgie's
Freedom
Clear
fries.
Channel restaurant downstairs. I want freedom fries.
Remember we mentioned before Mark Foley.
That's the old Europe. Don't bring that up. That's the old Europe. They're all dead enders. They're in their last throes.
Wasn't he?
We'll be greeted by like liberators. We'll be flowers and candy.
I miss Rumsfeld. You know? He was such a great guy to kick around. He was so easy to kick around. Oh, we still have Cheney.
What are some of their other slogans? Things are doing swimmingly well. That was another one.
We're having enormous successes.
Yeah, enormous success. Oh, and then Laura Bush's comment yesterday. It's the media reporting one bombing at a time. Never mind that there's bombings all over the country.
One bombing a day.
Never mind that there's bombings all over the country. See, every morning between 6 and 7 we discuss Iraq. Can't help it. I mean, it's like, what's going on? I mean, it's like the top item in the news.
You get the impression that maybe the White House isn't sending Laura the official GOP talking points. She's left out of the loop here.
No, I think she believes that. And I think there are people out there who believe that, too. Like, if there are 18 kids who are killed by a bomb, then the media shouldn't report that and we shouldn't know about it. No, they used to make the same comments during Vietnam, too.
Yeah.
Well, the reason we're in trouble there is because they keep showing all those body bags. And they keep, and now, of course, we don't see any. But they used to make all the, you know, all that same stuff. Same comments. Actually, people say that Vietnam changed after the Tet Offensive. And if you really go back and look at it, while the North Vietnamese and the National Liberation Front and the Viet Cong caused a lot of trouble at the Tet Offensive. They actually did not win that. We did.
No, they lost that. But
it looked good on TV.
It was right, exactly. It was the first major conflict of war brought into American living rooms, you know, live or even on tape. And people actually saw what was going on over there.
But you can't hide the stories like Walter Reed Building Number 18. And that has nothing to do with what Laura Bush is talking about. All right, it's 6:34, 34 minutes after 6. And here's the very patriotic flag-waving Gina Michaels.
Thank you, Jay. Looks like the weather could be problematic for us here in the metro before the morning commute's over right now. Just a few snowflakes, no major concerns. Of course, usual buildup on the north side of the city, southbound 25, eastbound 270, Boulder Turnpike. If you do have to head into the mountains on I-70, you definitely expect a slower, a very wintry drive, snowpack and ice over those summit passes. The only area that's off limits, though, is the Loveland Pass. Weather outlook today, mostly cloudy and cold with snow showers, high of 36, currently overcast and 32. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
At The Hearth, you'll find an incredible selection of new styles from Shea Homes and Berkeley Homes, all within Highlands Ranch, where you'll enjoy parks, trails, state-of-the-art rec centers, and a full spectrum of shopping, dining, and entertainment. Visit TheHearthHR.com.
Large corporate companies don't give you the best customer service or prints when it comes to getting your digital images printed. Modafoto prides themselves on providing you with quality customer service and digital printing. They value every customer who walks through their doors. Whether you need a simple 4x6, a larger 30x40 print, or even a professional portrait, Modafoto will take care of it for you. Located on the corner of Colorado Boulevard and Mexico in the Safeway Shopping Center. In Cherry Creek on the corner of 2nd and Milwaukee, and in Boulder in the Village Shopping Center. Give them a chance to show you how important your memories are to them. Mention this ad and receive 20 4x6 digital prints for 12 cents each. Visit your nearest Moto Photo or check them out online at motocreations.com. That's motocreations.com. Hurry in today.
And I also tell you every day about their matching down incentive and how that works. Up to $1,500. So you put down $1,005, they put down $1,005, and you've got $3,000 to put down towards your next vehicle. And I also tell you about how you can see their inventory and check them out online at RockiesAutos.com. But it's not every day I get to tell you about something like this. They're going to do it again. For one day only, this Saturday, Rockies Autos is going to hold another early bird sale. Unbelievable. The prices on these automobiles. They're going to be special hand-picked vehicles that will sell, forget this, as low as $199. That's right, Rockies Autos will be selling vehicles this Saturday only for as low as $199. Every one of these vehicles, safety inspected, new oil and oil filter, new Colorado emissions, but they're not going to be offered for sale prior to the gates opening this Saturday at 8 a.m. At that time, Shagman himself will again open the doors to the early bird sale to let you get on the lot as soon as you possibly can to get the best selection. You don't even have to worry about breakfast. Rockies will provide it once again. So see Shagman, Audra, and Officer Odell this Saturday at Rockies early bird sale. They're going to do it again for one day only. That's this Saturday beginning right at 8 a.m. That's 63rd and Federal.
Is credit card debt making your life miserable? Are you tired of harassing phone calls and struggling to make ends meet? You may qualify for a little-known program through Debt Consultants of America. This program allows you to pay back only a small portion of the credit card debt you owe. In fact, up to 60% of your credit card debt could be completely wiped clean. It's a proven program, and the best part is Debt Consultants of America does all the work. You don't have to pay back a penny of the debt they settle for you. So grab all your credit card statements and call for a free, no-obligation consultation. Their friendly counselors will give you all the details. Call 800-768-6113. That's 800-768-6113. You need to have $10,000 in credit card debt to qualify for this program. For your free, no-obligation consultation, please call us at 800-768-6113. Call now, 800-768-6113.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon, and right now you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
After the hour, snow likely today and a high of 36. Jay Marvin, John M., and John Turk. John Edwards' wife, Elizabeth Edwards, coming up after 7 o'clock. We'll talk to her. John Edwards will be in town tomorrow. You can find out more about that, and I'll tell you more about it, but you can also find out more, of course, at johnedwards.com. And This is just kind of the cement mixer hour, I guess. This is kind of like a whole lot of anything you want to comment on. 303-713-7600. I got to get this story in before we get into the bulk of the rest of the program. This shows up in just a little teeny story in the New York Times. It's not very big. And every once in a while, I'll get emails from people who will accuse me of either not caring about the illegal flow of immigrants that we have coming into the country, undocumented workers, or they'll say that I believe in open borders and blah, 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 and they go on and on and on, which I've never, ever said on this radio station, ever, that I believe in open borders, because I don't. And I have never said that I don't think we have a problem in that area, because I don't believe that. I believe we do have a problem. But I believe that the issue is an emotional, it's an emotional hot bed issue that is kept alive by segments of the media. The most famous person I know that falls into this category would be Lou Dobbs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, who started with CNN as basically a corporate suck-up reporter to big business.
Yeah, exactly.
Then went away.
Corporate shill.
And then came back, and came back reborn as this populist with this anti-immigration message and this, the guy's not, I mean, the latest example of him is the Pelosi story. That's the latest example. He's one of the primary people who spread that jet plane story around all over the place. He's one of the people who did that. Now,
you know, it's that crap we've been hearing from the right wing for years.
The barbarian hordes are right. Overwhelming our nation.
Well, of course. And I got a guy who works at a company here who on company time sends me this email with this erroneous article based on erroneous facts about immigrants are killing Americans every 5 minutes or whatever the hell it is. And these anti-immigration people like to bat that around, even though that's been debunked a gazillion times, that whole story. And he and I got into a brief back and forth about that, and I just told him, like, don't send me that stuff. Anyway, listen, here's the thing. Check this story out from the New York Times. What was that, John? Can we get any one of those people on the phones?
I know he doesn't care about these illegals. I know it. Typical of you liberals.
But listen to the story. This is from the New York Times today. California immigration seen raising worker pay. The huge influx of immigrant workers to California since 1990 generated a 4% increase in the wages of average American workers in the state, according to a study by the Public Policy Institute of California, a nonpartisan research group. American workers moved into higher-paying jobs as immigrants filled low-skilled occupations. They concluded the study by the University of California, Davis. This is where it was done. Study was also found no evidence that immigrants arriving after 1990 had displaced American workers with the same education in the state's job market. Uh-oh. But I thought that all of these illegals, all these undocumented workers, all these immigrants, I thought they were dragging this country down.
Yeah.
Never mind that most of our grandparents or grandparents' parents came from some other place. I am so sick and tired of the racism and the emotion that is attached to this subject. Let's work this out in a reasonable, well thought out, prudent, taxpayer-funded method instead of going into overdrive and going crazy.
Remember the old organization, the DAR, the Daughters of the American Revolution.
Oh God, are they still around?
They're
all in the grave, I think.
Most of them are in the grave, but remember they kept claiming that they were the only true Americans.
The only true Americans would be Native Americans,
exactly.
Wouldn't they? And then they came from some other place.
Well, I remember interviewing the head of the DAR, this is a long time ago, and I said to her, my great-great-great-grandfather fought in the American Revolution. And she went, oh, really? And I said, yeah, he was a Hessian mercenary. You know, came over here from Germany for the money, and after the war was over, no hard feelings, and he settled in Pennsylvania.
Well, do we care? I mean, do you even care if you meet somebody? Do you like, the first thing you ask them is, hey, like, were you born here?
How far back do your ancestors?
Your parents from here? I only want to hang around with people who are from here. You don't ask that, do you?
Hell no. Great pickup line in a bar. How many generations back do you go here in America, baby?
Yeah, I want to see your DNA.
I want to see your DAR card.
How do I know you're an American? It's because you say you are. You could be something else.
Yeah, those Australians, you know, they speak American very well without accents. They do a good job. Could be an Aussie.
Well, I think that's what we need to do from now on. We need to start asking people immediately. As a matter of fact, maybe we should ask every caller from now until 10 o'clock.
Are you an American?
Were you born here?
Were your parents born here?
Were your grandparents born here?
There we go.
How far back do your roots go?
If you don't go back, at least...
We're only taking callers who have roots that go back. They've got to go back at least to the 1800s.
Civil War? Well, post.
Three generations. You got to go back three generations.
Okay, there we go.
If your roots don't go back three generations, then we are not in any way, shape, or form taking your call.
Because you're not an American.
That's right. Here's Clayton, who says he got pushed out of the janitorial business by illegals. Go ahead, Clayton. State your case.
Hey, Jay. How you doing? First time caller.
Welcome.
Hey, I had a janitorial business back in the 90s, and I got pushed out from the illegal aliens. And they're hardworking people, you know, very hardworking people. I'm not saying that against them, but when they come in with illegals and they're not paying taxes and they're paying them under the table, then it pushes people with honest businesses out of work.
No, it wasn't the illegals that put you out of business, though. It was another company that hired the illegals, right?
Right, and so that's not a problem?
Well, but the problem is, why aren't you focused in on the company that hired the illegals, the undocumented workers, and broke the law instead of being focused in on the undocumented workers themselves?
Because both are breaking the law, correct?
No, but the problem is it's supply and demand. And if there's no demand and there's no supply, then you're not going to have this problem. So in other words, it's not what I'm saying. In other words, if we make businesses walk the line, then we won't have this problem.
I'm all for that. But
in reality, you didn't bring that up. The first thing you wanted to do was go after people who are basically trying to look for a better life.
There you're wrong.
Oh, I'm wrong.
After them, I didn't go after them.
Well,
I
you brought them
stating,
up. You brought them up first. You didn't bother to bring about. You didn't bother to say I was pushed out of business by another business that hired illegal aliens. I was pushed out of work by illegal aliens. Didn't you just say that?
And that's the case. You don't think that's true?
No, I didn't say it wasn't true.
You're on shaky ground. You don't think that is true?
Excuse me, I didn't say that wasn't true. But as John M. As John M. just brought up, and I think it's a very important point. That if the jobs had not been there, if the company had not hired those people, if they hadn't gone around to your clients and provided the same service at a lower cost because they were paying out less in salary, you wouldn't have been in that position, would you?
Right. And
why isn't your hire focused in on them instead of focused in on people who may be five or six or seven clicks down the economic scale from you?
It's not, Jay, and because I'm addressing the whole subject, not just one aspect of the subject.
Well,
For instance, I would pay, this was back in the 90s, janitorial work. I'd pay $8 an hour, 8 hours a night. That's $64. Employee taxes on top of that is about $16, about 25%. So when I was paying somebody $80 for one person, they'd come in under the table and put two in for $40 a piece.
Yeah. Well,
now, what if we could get illegals to take your and John M's job for the same price that one of you make? I think your point of view would change.
Well, all right. Now, you've had your say, and now, baby, I get to roll the dice.
Go ahead.
First of all, we in this business do face exactly what you're talking about, except we don't face it from illegal and undocumented workers. What we face it from is technology and management that runs radio stations on the cheap so that people like you who listen figure, oh, yeah, there's somebody there. It's a live radio show. No, my friend, it's on tape. That's number one. Number two, I hear this from a lot of people. You're not the only one. But the thing I always notice is this. Seldom much is said about the business owners. More is said about the illegal workers. And what ends up happening here is there's a tremendous amount of animosity and hate towards these people who are basically looking for a better life, and business owners skate and get away with murder, and every once in a while they get caught, and then they're held up as an example that the government is doing something. In reality, the government's not doing anything.
Well, look at what's going on in Greeley.
Yeah,
Swift
good example.
Plant there. They're paying higher wages now.
That's right. So you know what?
Forced to.
We're all facing the same problems, my friend. You're not alone, but the thing is, put your ire where your ire belongs, and that's on the people who create the conditions that lure the people across the border. That's the employers. Thank you for the call. 651, 51 after the hour. Traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Traffic just busy across the city now. I-25 looks pretty good, though, just about wherever you are, except for those southbound lanes from 104th to 84th. They're stacked up as usual. Good speeds, though, through the bridges. No problems into downtown. Absolutely no delays at the DTC. A few more cars headed out of Lakewood on 6th Ave near Federal. Same for the Boulder Turnpike. All good on C-470 through Highlands Ranch. Weather today looking for mostly cloudy skies and cold with snow showers expected. 1 to 3 inches possible in the city. High of only 36. Tonight, snow showers tapering off, low of 16, right now overcast and 32. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Driving to Sonic for their supersonic breakfast burrito. Eggs, cheese, sausage, onions, tomatoes, jalapenos, and tater tots. It's everything good about a breakfast in a warm flour tortilla. Get one with a cranberry juice at Sonic, your ultimate drink stop, where it's not just good, it's Sonic good.
Right now is the best time to buy a brand new complete home at Amber Homes. Prices have been reduced on ready-to-move-in condos, townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes in great neighborhoods like Inglewood, Aurora, Commerce City, and Castle Rock. Whether you're looking for a new home or an investment opportunity, now is the time to act. For more detailed information about the communities, video tours, and a list of all the available homes, go to amberhomes.com. Amber Homes, a higher standard.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Including your mortgage much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
For your free CD, call today, 800-890-1984.
This works. Call the number.
800-890-1984. 800-890-1984.
I want to make something of myself.
I want to succeed. The National Guard recruiter helped me get where I wanted to go. The Guard is providing me with paid training.
In the National Guard, I get money for college plus a steady paycheck.
In the Guard, I train near my home.
I'm there for my family, my community, and my country. And I'm proud to be a member of the National Guard.
Call 1-800-GO-GUARD and ask how you can get the education and job skills you need in the National Guard.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard, aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
The following is a message from Brutus at the National Disaster Search Dog Foundation.
Last October, 3 buildings collapsed. I was called in to help. 2 little kids were missing. I looked everywhere. Then I found them. They were crying. We all were.
Be part of the search. Call 1-888-4K9-HERO or visit SearchDogFoundation.org. Made possible by SearchDog USA.
Making progress before you get to work with Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Talking about me leaving America, you got to be crazy. Man, I like all the nice things, Jack. Continental suits and things.
6:55, 5 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Snow likely today, high 36. And it wasn't that I was in any way, shape, or form trying to be not understanding the last caller, but this is the whole thing. This is what goes on, is that we focus in on these undocumented workers, and it's like their fault. No, it's the business's fault, because they create the atmosphere that draws people here. Caroline in Berthet. Caroline, you're on AM 760.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
You were talking about you wanted to know about the generations, and you wanted to go back at least three. My maternal grandmother's great-grandfather was General Braxton Bragg, and that's the one time I'm glad we were on the losing side, so.
Wow. That's, yeah. that's pretty good family history, if you ask me.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
You know, I don't know. I don't know. I have to ask Mary about her side of her family, but I don't know of anybody who has roots back that far. Most of my family, they're all immigrants.
Okay.
At least on my side, anyway. Are you married?
Yes, I am.
What about your husband's side?
Well, they've been here probably three generations. But actually, his grandmother came from Denmark. So, and his doesn't go back as far as mine, but mine go back pretty far. We've been here a long time. And I've always said that the only real Americans are the Native Americans, like you had said.
People
talk about being American, and in reality, everybody's an immigrant, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Even if you go back, though, and look up Native Americans, they are also to have reported to, or some scientists believe, too, that they migrated from some other place here as well. So everybody basically has come from some other place, with the exception maybe of them, only in the fact that they were here so much earlier than we were, and then, of course, we all know about manifest destiny and all of that, and then we basically took their land. So we know about that. Carolyn, thank you. I really appreciate it. Interesting family background. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay. Do I have time to take Wayne's call, or do I just answer it on the air? I guess I better answer it on the air. Wayne wants to know, how do we take on these businesses? Wayne, we've got federal agencies that are supposed to regulate these businesses, just like we've got federal agencies that are supposed to regulate most things. Trouble is, we don't put any money towards them, and we don't take them seriously. That's the problem. So what you do is you get in contact with your senators, you get in contact with your congressmen or congresswomen, you get in contact with your legislators, and you urge them to spend the money in the right area to regulate this stuff. Trouble is, we're spending so much money on something called Iraq that we don't have a lot of money for anything else. And that in itself is a shame. John Edwards' wife, Elizabeth Edwards, coming up next, and we'll talk about her husband coming to town. That's all coming up here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Jay Martin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. M760, Progressive Talk.
It's 50% off and more at Joseph A. Bank. A huge selection of suits, business express suit separates, and tuxedos, 50% off. All leather, rain, and top coats, 50% off. Plus, every cashmere sweater, 50% off. Consider all executive blazers, regularly $350, now $149. And wool cashmere dress pants, only $59. Want to save even more? Take an extra 50% off all remaining clearance. That's an additional 50% off every clearance price in the store. Like hundreds of dress shirts, sport shirts, and sweaters. Now, $19.99. Only at Joseph A. Bank. Now through Sunday.
Joseph A. Bank at Aspen Grove Lifestyle Center, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Inglewood, Loveland, and Colorado Springs. Now open in Aurora, Lakewood, and Stapleton.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver,
CBS
Boulder.
News, I'm Frank Setapani. Fasten your seatbelt. It could be another wild ride on Wall Street. 30 minutes before the bell, S&P futures are up 9 points. Dow futures are up 70, but that's down from earlier levels, and most overseas markets are solidly lower. Jefferies & Company analyst Art Hogan says the market is fundamentally sound, but after watching the Dow plunge 416 points yesterday, even he's buckling up.
Typically when you have a sell-off that's as violent, as quick as we saw yesterday, you see stabilization the following day. I think we're going to see that today.
I'm Jim Taylor, live on Wall Street, where beaten-up investors are looking to even the score today. Some actually have kind of a gleam in their eye when they talk about bargain hunting. As one broker told me, no one wants to be the first one in, but he believes it is going to be a rally day. To turn a well-worn phrase, what goes down must come up.
I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House. One of the nation's top economic decision makers will face questions about the potential impact of the market meltdown this morning. Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke will be on Capitol Hill in an hour. Here at the White House, the administration economic team is watching the market and reassuring investors that the overall economy is strong, Frank.
A report from the government within the past 30 minutes shows the economy was a lot weaker than believed toward the end of last year, growing at a mediocre 2.2% annual rate in the fourth quarter. That's down from a previous estimate of 3.6%. A new government headcount estimates that 754,000 Americans are homeless. Michael Stoops with the National Coalition for the Homeless says that includes street people and others who can't even get into some sort of shelter.
Our government, our private nonprofits are doing good work, but we're not doing enough, where there would not be 300,000 people who cannot get into shelters.
Emmett, Idaho, has been stunned by the traffic wreck that took the lives of five children on their way to school. The 15-year-old driver and four passengers died when their car slid off an icy road into a 20-foot pond. Divers found all five trapped inside the car. A spokeswoman for one of the families says all were good kids.
These kids were amazing kids. They wanted to do good. They wanted to be leaders, they wanted to be examples, and they were.
Washington, the jury at the perjury trial of former White House aide Louis Libby is going into its second week of deliberations. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato.
The day begins with a note from the jury. Even though there are now only 11 members, not 12, agreement apparently remains elusive. Since one juror was dismissed for improperly viewing information about the case, the rest of the panel has deliberated about 14 hours without reaching a verdict.
Overseas, a pair of Picassos worth about $66 million have been stolen from the Paris home of Picasso's granddaughter. In Fayetteville, North Carolina, police arrested a suspected bank robber and the motel maintenance man who allegedly stole some of the stolen money from him. This is CBS News.
Okay, ooh, 17-inch aluminum wheels, all-new Chrysler Sebring Touring, standard. Toyota Camry LE, not available. Honda Accord LX, not available. Yes, essential stain-resistant fabric Sebring, standard. Other guys, not available. There's got to be something, huh? Steering wheel, Sebring, standard. Toyota and Honda, standard.
The all-new Chrysler Sebring, completely redesigned inside and out with many exclusive features. As described, $21,110. MSRP excludes tax.
I was in a car accident the other day. Nothing major, but enough to ruin my day. Well, I'm a Progressive customer, and they have these claim service centers where you just drive in, sign a couple forms, and drive away in a rental until your car's fixed. Couldn't be easier. They even guarantee the repairs for as long as you have your car. And the first thing they asked me was, are you all right? The first thing my buddies asked was, how's the car?
Get more for your money at Progressive.com. Progressive. It's about you, and it's about time.
Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Available in over 50 locations nationally. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. John Claxton at RBC Dane Rauscher in Denver says, don't forget perspective when it comes to looking at the stock market.
The economic condition is good. Earnings are stable. Interest rates are in good shape and constructive. And valuation levels are good historically.
So Claxton says if China's interest rates do go up, it could mean reduced demands for U.S. goods and services. But there is no market meltdown. Denver's city attorney has resigned amid allegations concerning a computer in his possession that was apparently stolen from the city. Cops traced the computer stolen from the district court offices to the home of Larry Manzanares. This morning, the Rocky Mountain News editorial called on Manzanares to resign. Editorial page editor Vince Carroll says his story... the story that he bought the computer in a parking lot shows a big lack of judgment.
You can't have a city attorney who would purchase what was clearly a stolen laptop, from a parking in a parking lot somewhere.
And Zanara says the man who sold him the computer needed it, quote, for bail money. And the teen driver of a vehicle that struck two Berthet High School wrestlers will be cited with a misdemeanor. Larimer County prosecutors asking the state patrol to issue a summons citing 17-year-old Michelle Barrow with two counts of careless driving causing injury. Both boys lost both their legs in that crash. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, southbound 25 at 20th, that's where we had a wreck in the center lane, right at your downtown commute. So rolling backups extending toward I-70. Of course, we have all that traffic stacked up north of I-70 as well if you're trying to get out of Adams County. So far, so good. The snow has really not been a major factor yet for the metro area, but do expect that winter driving heading into the foothills, the high country. We're getting some as well along I-76 and around DIA. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, mostly cloudy and cold with snow showers expected. High of 36, currently overcast and 32. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Going places in the middle of the day? RTD can take you there. Try RTD's midday bus and light rail service to your next dental appointment, lunch date, or business meeting. For information, call 303-299-6000 or go to rtd-denver.com.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
7:06, 6 minutes after 7. Snow likely today, high 36. Jay Marvin here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And it's good to have you along. Senator John Edwards is coming to town, and he's going to be here tomorrow at the Tivoli Student Union. That's at the Auraria campus, Metropolitan State College of Denver. And you know where that is. That's 900 Auraria Parkway here in Denver. And the doors open at 3:30, so you want to get there early and hear what the senator has to say. Former vice presidential candidate, now presidential candidate, and he's got some great things to say about health care, a very compelling speaker. But right now we're going to talk to his wife, who may be the next First Lady of the United States. Here's Elizabeth Edwards. And Mrs. Edwards, good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning. I don't think I'm ever going to get used to that introduction.
what would you like me to say?
No, that's fine. That's fine.
It was the only thing I could think of to say.
That's great.
All right, thanks. I'm glad I haven't embarrassed myself yet. Here's one thing I really wanted to ask you, and so I'm so glad you're on the program to talk about this and to talk about your husband's drive for the presidency. This year, more than any other year, it seems like this thing has really started early, which means that your husband has to get out, you have to get out, everybody associated with you has to get out and get on the campaign trail. And you've got to do all of this stuff, plus raising money and everything else. This is a long, long stretch until 2008. How do you feel about that?
Well, you know, the first time we were a little naive about it. And, you know, somebody would say, you want to do this and go here. And you'd say, that's fine, I'll go there. And you want to go there, this other place 2 weeks from now? Oh, that's fine. Well, now I realize that it's 2 weeks and 4 weeks and 12 weeks and 15 weeks. And it's going to be the next 11 months of this, of basically dancing as fast as you can. But, you know, there are a lot of candidates. There are a lot of issues. And my idea would be to have John in front of every single voter. I mean, you know, if we could some way accomplish that, then I think, you know, he'd have great success. So we just have to, because there's so many people for candidates for the voters to evaluate, we just have a lot of work to do, all of us, all the candidates, all the spouses, between now and next January when this starts up.
You've got kids. How do you work that? What do you say to your children?
Well, we have Emma Claire is 8 and Jack is 6. Those are the two that live at home. We have a 24-year-old daughter who's in law school. I always have to say same husband since there's such a big gap. Last time Emma Claire and Jack really didn't know what was going on, but now they do have a sense of it, and it's a little more difficult. They want to see their dad
right.
a little more. They want to see me a little more, and so we have to do a lot of balancing. I mean, we took the kids to school this morning. John's home for the day, and then I'm a little bit distracted because I actually have to tell you, I'm in my doctor's office as we speak wearing one of the little hospital gowns.
Oh, I've been there. I've been there.
If I seem a little distracted, that would be why.
I've been there and done that. Listen, we ought to just hang up and let you off the hook. All right.
No, I can multitask.
I'm not saying you can't, but I'll tell you what, you wouldn't get me on a cell phone in the doctor's office with a gown on. I'll tell you that. Let's talk about the things. Let's talk about the issues that are important to you. Talk about the things that are important to you and why you believe that your husband and yourself can make a difference in this country that is obviously headed in the wrong direction.
I'm here in the hospital today, and it's a real, every time you come, it's an eye-opener as you see people who have rearranged their work schedules, maybe don't have enough leave time to come make their appointments, and people who are struggling with all of the kinds of adjunct problems that you have, not just health care itself and the cost of health care, both of which are enormous problems, access to health care and paying for it when you can get access, but also all the things that are attendant to it. You often see somebody, my children are in school, but sometimes you'll see a young mother coming to the doctors with two young children in her arms, trying to juggle way too much. And what we see is people who are having hard times in their lives. Sometimes it's caused by health care problems. Sometimes it's caused by job loss. Sometimes it's caused just by the squeeze that people feel as home values go down and home foreclosures go up. There's all sorts of ways in which we're pressured, and somehow we don't think that our government is listening to any of those problems. The government has a lot to do, but its people, I think, are hurting, and no one seems to be listening. John's whole life has been a fight for regular people, which he considers a great compliment. Calling somebody a regular person is a great compliment. It means you don't put on any airs, you don't think you're fancier than you are, but those people are stressed in America today, and they don't have a voice. John's been their voice for the whole time I've been married to him, when he was practicing law and when he was in the Senate, and after he was in the Senate is at the Center, which is for Poverty, Work, and Opportunity, to make certain that all those were addressed. And so I know his heart's in the right place and that he would, in fact, be the voice that most of Americans really miss and need at this time.
Now, you were the daughter of a decorated Navy pilot. You spent your early years attending school in occupied Japan. So I would assume you have an understanding of occupied countries. And how do you contrast Japan with what's going on in Iraq right now?
Well, of course, they didn't send the families over to Japan until we were at peace. So that was, of course, a big difference. The one thing you find from living in different places in the world is that though we may speak different languages and live in different kinds of houses and even wear different kinds of clothes or pray to different gods, we're really not that different from one another. That all of us around the world care about our families, care about our children, and have great dreams for the future. And what I think we miss sometimes when we get a we-they mentality is that though the we-they occurs at these stratospheric levels as leaders combat one another,
the person-to-person relationships, which I had when I was growing up in Japan and for a while when my dad was stationed in Italy. Those are really the way, I think, out of a lot of our struggles. John's talked about what the next president needs to do, and that is to go around the world and give a new face to America, not by speaking just to the leaders, but by speaking to the people of different countries, basically about our shared values, because you know these political lines we draw on the map, they don't actually exist in the sand. The people on one side of them have the same aspirations as the people on the other side of the boundaries of countries.
Boy, maybe you should run for president.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking.
Well, I nominate you as a card-carrying Democrat.
I got two votes then, right?
That's right. You got two right now, and we'll get you a whole bunch more. 7:14, 14 minutes after 7, Mrs. Elizabeth Edwards on the line, John Edwards' wife, and could be the next First Lady of this country. I want to ask you something that has nothing to do with politics. You talked about this because my wife and I, Mary and I, followed this in progress with your emails. And we now have somebody in our family who is going through this. And I want you to talk a little bit about this in your battle with cancer. And talk to those people out there who may be facing the same thing. And how did you handle it? How did you get through it? And just any words of encouragement and advice?
Well, the one thing that I thought I was going to be able to power through it, I think a lot of people think that, but you can't really. It's very physically difficult. And I was very lucky to have a great partner in John who was with me at every step of the way. So if you can get yourself a partner, that'd be great. If your husband or wife travels, you know, find a friend who will be your support. Or if you're a single person, find someone who can be your support because you're going to need someone to lean on. And I was really blessed to have that. The other thing is that there are going to be moments that seem completely hopeless. There's absolutely not a reason in the world to give up hope early. When there is no more hope, you'll know it. And until then, I think it's really important to hold on to hope. There's no reason to start dying a day early, which is what you do if you give up hope. And that never happened to us. We were always optimistic. I think that's honestly that attitude of holding on, even when I felt lousy, made all the difference in the world in terms of being able to get up the next day and face it.
Hmm. Well, you're certainly a courageous, strong, and marvelous person. Are you going to be here on Thursday with your husband?
No, I wish I would. I wish I was going to be. I've been to a few things with him in the campaign so far, but we're trying to do tag team with the children, and so I'll be home with the kids while he is at the rally in Colorado tomorrow at 4. So.
All right. Well, if you get to town, door's always open, and it's just a real pleasure to talk to you, and we look forward to seeing your husband tomorrow.
Okay. It's great to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much. All right. There's Mrs. Elizabeth Edwards. And to find out more about John Edwards' campaign, go to johnedwards.com. Once again, he will be here tomorrow at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. You need to get there about 3:30. That's at the Tivoli Center at the Tivoli, I'm sorry. Man, I'm having trouble with this morning. At the Auraria campus, Metropolitan State College of Denver. That's 900 Auraria Parkway in Denver. And get out there and see what John Edwards has to say. He's a very compelling speaker. And this is a guy who I give a lot of credit to for this. He's talking about health care, and he's also talking about how to fund health care, which you don't hear much about these days. I mean, many people talk about this as being an issue, but few want to talk about how to fund it. And that includes the guy I'm supporting, which is Barack Obama, and I'd be interested to ask Senator Obama about his feelings about health care. Of course, you know, she's got me so sold, maybe I should jump allegiance. What a marvelous woman. 7:18, 18 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. There's another marvelous woman, Gina, with traffic.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing.
Why not make it easy?
Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all make and all models, right on your screen. And right here in Denver, all with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Large corporate companies don't give you the best customer service or prints when it comes to getting your digital images printed. Motophoto prides themselves on providing you with quality customer service and digital printing. They value every customer who walks through their doors. Whether you need a simple 4x6, a larger 30x40 print, or even a professional portrait, Motophoto will take care of it for you. Located on the corner of Colorado Boulevard and Mexico in the Safeway Shopping Center. In Cherry Creek on the corner of 2nd and Milwaukee, and in Boulder in the Village Shopping Center. Give them a chance to show you how important your memories are to them. Mention this ad and receive 20 4x6 digital prints for 12 cents each. Visit your nearest Moto Photo or check them out online at motocreation.com. That's motocreation.com. Hurry in today.
All four wheels?
Yes, ma'am. Just Brakes also machines rotors and drums and inspects your brake system for any other problems.
Can't beat that. Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and machines rotors and drums for $99.88. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes.
Additional parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
720, 20 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let's talk about misconceptions that people have in everyday life. One of the biggest misconceptions out there, I hear it all the time, is about LASIK eye surgery. Most folks believe that safe and affordable LASIK can't go together, but like many other misconceptions, it's just not true. Icon LASIK Center has been performing safe and affordable procedures since 1999. People say to me, really? Are you kidding me about this? No, I'm not kidding. I'm very serious. Let Icon's experienced surgeons answer any questions you have about LASIK. Find out why Icon can do LASIK for as little as $4.99 per eye and why other centers can't. Don't get sucked into all these gimmicks, because that's not what matters. What matters is that you find a place where they can do it safe and affordable, and that's LASIK. That's Icon, where they do LASIK safe and affordable. So call them today. Set up a consultation. 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001. Or check them out online at Icon Online. That's IconDenver.com. That's I like the letter C-O-N Denver.com.
It's 50% off and more at Joseph A. Bank. A huge selection of suits, business express suit separates, and tuxedos, 50% off. All leather, rain, and top coats, 50% off. Plus, every cashmere sweater, 50% off. Consider all executive blazers, regularly $350, now $149. And wool cashmere dress pants, only $59. Want to save even more? Take an extra 50% off all remaining clearance. That's an additional 50% off every clearance price in the store. Like hundreds of dress shirts, sport shirts, and sweaters. Now, $19.99. Only at Joseph A. Bank. Now through Sunday.
Joseph A. Bank at Aspen Grove Lifestyle Center, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Englewood, Loveland, and Colorado Springs. Now open in Aurora, Lakewood, and Stapleton.
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
The United States and Iraq are launching a diplomatic effort to invite Iran and Syria to a neighbors meeting. What does this mean? It is a major shift. What do the Republicans say about it? The Senate debates the $100 billion plan for both Iraq and Afghanistan. We'll have reaction to that. And social workers are debating whether an obese boy should stay with his mother. We'll have that, your calls, and more.
Ed Schultz, today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
My favorite musicians, and I don't know if he has anything out new or not. I haven't looked in a long time. I'll tell you, as a person, he's a little dicey and can be like a little rude, but he's a great songwriter. And I think he's got a really good heart. Steve Earle. When was the last time you heard anybody play any Steve Earle? 7:23, 23 minutes after 7. Snow today. And a high of 36. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. You can instant message me at am760.net. I want to point something out here real briefly to you before we get cranked up on something else. Actually, I want to point out a couple of things. Number one, if you look like John Edwards and you look like Barack Obama and you look like Hillary Clinton or you look like any of the Democratic candidates, go to am760.net and send in your photo. Because if we choose you, you can ride in this year's St. Patrick's Day parade with me. So go to am760.net and check that out.
You know, it's kind of weird that you brought this up. This wasn't yesterday. It was Monday. I was at the grocery store, and I saw this guy that looked exactly like Chris Dodd. I mean, exact. And I wanted to go up and be like, man, you should enter our contest. You look just like Senator Dodd. But, of course, I didn't approach him. But to a T.
Maybe it was.
What would he be doing shopping at King Supers in Highlands Ranch?
I don't know. You know, listen, you never know. And plus, on top of it, here's another benefit. If you look like any of those candidates, you can probably cage a lot of free dinners, especially when the convention's here. All right, but go to am760.net and check out that contest. The other thing is, go to the New York Times today, and you may have to register in order to get access to the site, but there is an op-ed piece in the New York Times today by Eric Kleinenberg, is the guy's name. Eric Kleinenberg. That's spelled K-L-I-N-E-N-B-E-R-G. And you should definitely read it. And you should not only read it, but you should also pass it on to your friends. So that's the New York Times. Eric Kleinenberg is the guy's name. This story's in the Denver Post, the Denver and West section. I want to see what you thought about this. John and I debated it this morning before we got on the air. We didn't really debate it. That's not the right term. We discussed it. The Castle Rock Town Council banned street corner panhandling Tuesday night, but not without weighing the impact to local charities. Mayor Randy Reid said complaints about aggressive panhandling are rising, and the town needs the ability to make them move on. The ordinance makes panhandling at town intersections a misdemeanor that carries a fine up to $1,000 and as much as a year in jail. The measure passed 5-2. The town, however, cannot legally single out homeless people and carve out exceptions for others, including the town's firefighters who raise funds at intersections. It's going to severely restrict the amount of money we can raise for local residents stricken with muscular dystrophy, said a firefighter and a paramedic named Joe Dell. Castle Rock firefighters fill the boot collections. This goes on all over the country, too. At intersections each Labor Day weekend have raised $200,000 for the National Muscular Dystrophy Association over the past decade, including $31,000 this year. All right. You agree with this legislation? I think all of us, regardless of where you live, Castle Rock, it doesn't make any difference where you live. All of us along the Front Range and virtually all over the United States face this problem of people panhandling or standing on street corners looking for money. I know what you're going to say. Jay, do we have to talk about this again? Because I've talked about it twice in the past. I never know whether the people that are standing there are real or if they're fake. I have been subjected to aggressive panhandling. I've had it happen to me in a number of cities, including this one. My stance is I don't argue. I just either try to tell them that I don't have any money on me, which a lot of times is the truth, or sometimes, if I feel really bad, I'll break down and give them a little bit. But by and large, I don't give money to panhandlers. Now, I realize that we have a huge homeless problem. You heard the figure on CBS, and I can't remember what it is. What is it, 740,000 or something like that? And the shelters are supposed to be filled to the max. And we do have a problem here. And it makes me feel bad when I see people standing on the corner and I see them begging or panhandling. But the other side of this is, what about legitimate charities? that get out there and do it. Now, there are also illegitimate charities that get out there and do that. I don't know if you've ever run across that. In other words, people who stand out there with these cans and they're dressed up, and the charity that they represent or that they'll tell you they represent is questionable. I don't think that goes on too much in this area, but I've had it in other cities that I've lived in. And I've also had panhandlers, and I've also had people who are standing on the corner. I've also had them get angry with me. Not here, but I've had them get angry with me in other cities. Start yelling obscenities, screaming, flipping me off, because either all I had was a quarter, or I just didn't have any money. I mean, Mary will tell you that I'm world famous for crumpling up dollar bills, stuffing them in my pocket, not grabbing any money on the way out of the house, and basically not having any money for anything.
You think you're the Queen of England?
No, and people look at me like, well, wait a minute, can't you pay the parking? No, because I don't have any money. Well, I just never do. I never grab it, or I'll carry around the same $10 bill for 3 or 4 weeks on end. Shows you what a boring life I lead, right? I don't go anywhere to spend anything.
So you can tell I'm the son of an accountant, because not only do I always make sure I've got, you know, about 100 bucks in my wad, but everything is in order. You've got the 20s in the back, then the 10s, then the 5s, then the 1s.
See, I can't function that way. All right. But the question here is the Castle Rock Town Council right in banning street corner panhandling? Are they right in doing this? Do you agree with this, or do you think that it's wrong? Now, I also have constitutional questions about this. In other words, does this abridge somebody's First Amendment right to gather and speak freely?
I don't see panhandling as an exercise of...
Well, why not? How can you tell? What's the difference between standing on a corner with a sign that says 25 cents or anything will help, please, and a guy who stands on the corner with a sign that says abortion is murder?
Because one is a political statement. And I think that's...
Yeah, but I don't think the First Amendment defines the difference between political statements and non-political statements. I don't think it only defines the difference between free speech and free speech that would be harmful. Like, in other words, shouting fire in a crowded theater.
Yeah.
See, what would be the difference between that? I mean, in other words, the First Amendment doesn't tell you that you have to have a tailored message.
No, but I think the assumption is, and I don't know if the Supreme Court has ever addressed this, that the First Amendment is basically concerning political.
I think they have. I think New York City tried to do this a number of years ago to get people out of the subways, particularly street musicians, and I believe the Supreme Court sided against them.
Said that was free speech.
Yeah.
Well, then the mayor of Castle Rock doesn't have a leg to stand on.
Well, I don't know. I'm not a constitutional lawyer, so I don't have any idea. But I want to know what people think out there. I want to know what you think. I want to know if you think that this is a good idea or a bad idea. If you don't live in Castle Rock, I'd like to know if you'd like to see this come to your community, or if you're of the opinion that this is harassment, abridgment of free speech, and just plain wrong-headed. 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600, and I got four lines open. We'll ask Gina. Gina, you think it's a good idea?
I think it's an okay idea. You know, I think that for the homeless, if they really want work and shelter, it's available. But with that being said, you know, I have given to panhandlers many times.
Now, don't you have kind of a karma thing about that? You figure if you give them like a little money, something will come back good for you. I particularly used to give them money on the way to the racetrack.
Okay.
Well, I'm just being honest. Or before going to Vegas.
Oh, gosh. Did it help?
Well, we'll skip that.
I don't think he did any scientific analysis of the cost benefit ratio there.
You ever been bothered by anybody panhandling?
You know, I've not really been harassed, you know, in that way. It makes me uncomfortable at times. I feel sad. I just hate to see people out on the streets like that doing that, begging.
You know what it does to me? It's like America wearing a big sign that says, "We failed."
Yeah.
No, really.
Sure does. Yeah.
But we failed. And by the way, as far as shelters being available, the story this morning says that they're packed. This is a nationwide story.
There's not enough room?
No, there are like 750
40,000, 50,000 people that are homeless in this country.
There are 300,000 less, 300,000 that don't have any shelter. There's no shelter available.
Yes. But you have to admit there are some homeless people that just don't want to be in the shelters.
Well, there are some that are raving alcoholics, and of course most shelters refuse you entry if you have booze or if you're drunk.
Yeah, that's very true, too. That's real true. All right, so do we prohibit them from standing on street corners and begging, or do we say it's okay? Which one is it?
I don't know. That's tough.
It is a tough question, isn't it? And I have First Amendment questions about it. 303-713-7600. Okay, you want to see this stopped in your community, or does it not bother you at all? Or do you have First Amendment objections like I do? We'll check traffic with Gina, many of you passing people who are standing there with signs, and then we'll take your calls. Gina?
Well, definitely the weather is starting to be a problem. We're starting to get it here in the tech center for sure. And, you know, it's starting to stick a little bit. So I think we're going to see more problems in traffic. Right now, southbound I-25 is just jammed up either side of I-70. In the downtown area, it was due to an earlier wreck. The Boulder Turnpike is really bogged down eastbound, very low speeds. This could be due to the weather as well. In some spots, in the teens, from 104th to I-25, snowfall creating treacherous conditions along I-70. Near Bennett, where we have two separate rollovers. Weather outlook today, mostly cloudy and cold with snow showers, high of 36. Right now it's cloudy and 32. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Take your next vacation to Acapulco. Sandy beaches, great nightlife, and 100% sunshine guaranteed. Acapulco will pay for your accommodations if there's rain for more than 2 hours on any given day. So call your travel agent. Only in Acapulco. Where else? Mexico. Beyond your expectations. Restrictions apply.
AM 760 is your new home of the Colorado Crush.
Hey, it's Andy Lindahl. Log on to AM760.net for your chance to win 4 tickets and 4 food and drink vouchers to the home opener against the Grand Rapids Rampage on March 4th.
Crush football on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hi, I'm Mike Miller, owner of Basil Doc's Pizza. I want to tell you about absolutely, positively the best pizza, Basil Doc's Pizza. Established in 1996 here in Denver's Washington Park neighborhood, we've been winning awards ever since. At Basil Doc's, pizza making is an art we're passionate about. Basil Doc's uses all natural ingredients. Here's an incentive for you to experience Basil Doc's Pizza. Mention you heard this ad and you'll get a complimentary organic house salad with a side of our signature balsamic vinaigrette. Check us out at basildocspizza.com.
Someone worth knowing, Eric Marsh, Vice President and Canna Oil and Gas USA.
It's a mandate. Wherever we operate, it's part of our culture to be involved in our local communities. We are the ambassadors for our industry. When you think about the things that are important to our people, are obviously going to be important to the community, so we want to be involved in some of those solutions.
Eric Marsh, Denver Metro Chamber member since 2005. The Chamber, it's all about who you know.
I'm Lisa Schomp, owner of Ralph Schomp Honda. A while back, you all bailed me out and bought a lot of Pilots. Thank you. Well, Honda is at it again, and now I gotta sell a lot of Accords. Yep, Accords are on the radar screen big time. So for those of you who just like to own a terrific four-door, four-cylinder Accord, they've got a great lease program. At least come in and peek at the Accord. It is a wonderful car, and we are Colorado's number one volume Honda dealer. We're close to everywhere and easy to get to. 5700 South Broadway, straight down Broadway from downtown Denver, and straight up Broadway for most of the rest of you. So come experience why Ralph Schomp Honda is Colorado's number one volume Honda dealer and see why Honda Accord, in particular, is the car you should own. No hidden fees or dealer handling, and you pick the accessories you want. We're very easy to get along with and very easy to get to. Ralph Schomp Honda, one price, one promise, one customer at a time. 5700 South Broadway or at Schomp.com.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon Laser Center, Wellness Spa on Fifth Avenue, and Computer Superheroes. Go to AM760.net today and learn more about how you can support Progressive Talk. AM 760.
You may have heard that a diet rich in antioxidants helps promote a healthy heart, but do you know where to find them? Welch's 100% grape juice. It's full of powerful antioxidants, just like red wine. Help protect your heart with delicious Welch's 100% grape juice.
You're listening to The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
Good morning, 7:38, 38 minutes past the hour. Snow likely high today, 36. Sorry, ugly out there. Ugh, ugly. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. The Castle Rock Town Council bans street corner panhandling last night, but not without weighing the impact to local charities. And are you for this idea or are you against it? 303-713-7600. I'd have to say I'm against it only because I would be against it on First Amendment grounds. That's where I would stand. And you can't go and say, okay, you can't stand there, and you can't stand there with a sign, but, oh, if you're collecting for muscular dystrophy or some other legitimate charity, yeah, it's okay for you to go ahead and do it. I don't think the law makes any allowances for that. Al, on C-470. Al, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay and John. How are you?
We're doing great, man.
Well, I agree with you, Jay. I think on constitutional grounds, it's a loser. Castle Rock's trying to keep their affluent image. But my middle daughter is a softie, and every time she comes across one of these guys, she gives them cash, which she can't afford to do. My stance on this is, hey, if you're going to be seeing panhandlers, carry a couple cans of food in the car, you know, a can of meat or a can of vegetables, and give them that. Not only do you satisfy your urge to help, but you give them something worthwhile.
I've heard a lot of people say that they do that. I wonder how that's received. I wonder if they like that or if they give you grief about it because you don't give them money.
I don't know. I've never tried it myself because I don't ever experience that on my 50-mile commute every day to work. So
what do you do? Do you just drive by them if you see them, or
I'm on the interstate, so I never see them.
How about where you live?
I live in Fort Lupton, and everybody's poor there.
Well, yeah, but I mean, they don't have anybody standing on the corners there.
No, I have not seen anybody, at 6:45 in the morning when I leave and at 7 o'clock at night when I get home, I don't see anybody panhandling.
No, those are pretty prohibitive hours. You're probably right about that. At least the 7 o'clock at night would be prohibitive due to the fact that we're still in the wintertime, so there's no question about that. I wonder if any of this is like an organized thing. I wonder if any of this is like a racket. I've been suspicious about this before.
See, and that's why I have said to my daughter that she shouldn't give cash, even though she has got this need to help, that she should give something tangible. Because cash, you know, let's face it, some of these guys that are panhandlings have a disease called alcoholism. And as soon as they get enough money, they go right down and get a bad a bottle of MD 2020 or Thunderbird or something else.
Yeah, that part of it too would make me feel really awful if I knew that that's what they were doing and that I was enabling them to go out and get high. I would have big problems with that. Al, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Have a great day.
Okay, you too. Let's go to Tom in Denver. Tom, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, how you doing?
Hey, Tom, how are you?
How come I haven't heard any of you guys mention the fact that a large percentage of these guys on the street are Vietnam veterans?
Oh, we have. We've mentioned it before. The fact that a lot of them are not only Vietnam veterans, but a lot of people who are out on the street have mental problems because in the 80s and also into the 90s, a lot of people were kicked out of mental institutions and treatment facilities because funds were cut.
Yeah. I mean,
But how do you tell who's who?
Well, that's a question. That's a good question, Jay. How do you tell who's
who? Well,
that's
why I ask it. Thank you very much. No wonder it's a good question. That's the reason I ask it. How do you tell?
Well, I mean, you can't just assume that they're all just a bunch of alcoholics.
Well, nobody was assuming. No, hey, who was assuming?
They're members of some racket.
Who was assuming that?
You just said you were wondering if maybe they're all just a big organized racket.
Oh, I see. Pardon me. Excuse me. I'm sorry for being inquisitive and asking questions. I should have assumed that they were all Vietnam veterans and that there are nobody involved that could possibly be, say, up to nefarious no good. In other words, in most segments of society, regardless of who it is, and in most businesses, regardless of who it is, there are always a small minority of people who are skirting the law, or they are doing something illegal, or they have less than honorable intentions. Pardon me for even thinking that after 54 years on this planet. Excuse me, how old are you?
Well, we definitely have evidence that some of them are Vietnam veterans.
Well, I understand that. I'm not disputing that. But what I'm saying is, how old are you?
38.
Okay. Now, in your 38 years of being here on this planet, have you ever in any form of business or in life in general, have you ever been screwed by somebody?
Well, of course.
Then would you assume that if that's the case, and you don't know who you're dealing with, that you would look at people with A, kind of a jaundiced eye to try to figure out what they're up to, or B, would you wholeheartedly accept any explanation they would give you?
Well, I don't know. I'm not going to walk around the planet looking at everybody and suspecting
me. No, it's practical. You know what it's called? It's called being practical and being streetwise and understanding what's going on, and all I was doing was asking questions. Now, if you don't want that, and you don't want anybody to ask any questions, and you don't want any inquisitive or any examination of the topic, then if I were you, what I would do is I would go listen to Cozy FM. All right.
Let me tell you a quick little story here. About 2-3 years ago, I spent 15 years living in San Francisco. 2 or 3 years ago, my wife and I are visiting there, and we're walking down downtown one night, and this fairly well-dressed young black African-American fellow walks up to me, and he says, "Excuse me, sir, my name is John Johnson. I'm from Stockton, California, and I seem to have lost my wallet," and he goes into this whole rap about how he needs $25 for bus fare to go back to Stockton. So I looked at him and I said, "I'm not going to give you any money, but I'm going to give you some advice. Your routine is a little too slick. You're a little too confident. You're a little too poised. You need to be a little more stammering, a little more embarrassed by what you're doing here. You're hitting people up for 20, 25 bucks here." He says, "Thank you, sir. That was great advice." And he walked away.
Yeah. I used to get that in downtown Chicago, too.
He was great. I mean, but he was too slick.
Yeah. Well, because you've got people out there who are just nefarious. I mean, they're just bloodsuckers. And then there are people out there who really need help. And the question is, how do you separate the wheat from the chaff? Let's go to Greg and Erie. Greg, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning, Jay. Good morning, John. How are you two doing?
We're doing good, man. How about you?
Fantastic. Loving this weather. Hey, I just wanted to address the constitutionality of the issue. I think where there may be a difference, and I could be wrong, but just what's popping in my mind is that one is a solicitation and the other one is merely a statement, where you have someone there that's making a statement with a sign versus a beggar who's actually soliciting you for money. I think that may be where the difference comes into play. And then in terms of, you know, whether or not it's okay for a charity to do that or somebody else, I mean, that could be easily solved by saying, hey, if you want to have a charitable contribution person on a corner, then you have to go to the city and get a permit, and there you have it. And that's how you would separate the two. Legally, they're soliciting money for a charity, and the other one wouldn't be.
Yeah, I remember a number of years ago, the Harvey Rammers were in the airports, and they were constitutionally protected. The Hare Krishnas, I'm sorry, the Harvey Rammers.
Don't pick on people who are into Hare Krishna. It's because it's not your bag doesn't mean it's wrong.
No, but they were soliciting in airports, and they were pretty annoying about it.
And you're right, and people in the various cities tried to kick them out, and they got protection by the courts. And, Greg, and I'm also sure, Greg, that I'm right about this in the New York City case of the street performers underground in the subway, but I could be wrong about that, too. And I think your second thing about getting a permit, yeah, that would just solve the whole problem right there.
Yeah, I just think that, I mean, it's a small community down there, and I think the officials should have the right to have the people's will to make decisions on what they want their community to be like.
As long as they don't violate anybody's constitutional rights or discriminate against anybody, I think you're right.
Absolutely, I firmly agree. But
except there is one class of human being I would discriminate against. That's sex offenders.
Oh, yeah.
I would agree with that as well. I don't know in the right mind who wouldn't. But do you feel that in terms of the constitutionality, is there a difference there, Jay, do you think?
You know, I I can't give you an answer off the top of my head. You posed a really good one.
Yeah,
you
sure did.
And we're going to have to sit here. I'm going to have to at least sit here and think about it, Greg.
Fair enough.
All right, man. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, take care.
Good question.
Yeah, he's got a good question. Yeah. We have to think about that. 7:48. It's 48 minutes after the hour. And here's Gina with a look at traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Well, we're getting that traffic jam up now in Aurora, southbound 225 from Parker toward Yosemite and the Tech Center. I-25 through the Tech Center still running at pretty good speeds. Eastbound 6 out of Lakewood is clogged now, shared into the interstate. We have no new highway wrecks, but we're definitely seeing the snow move in, the cloudy conditions. So that is going to slow down traffic conditions around the metro area. Just give yourself plenty of time this morning. Weather outlook today, mostly cloudy and cold with snow showers, a high of 36. Tonight, the snow showers ending, but very cold, low of 16. Right now, over Casting 32 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Where can you find the most complete local information? At your doorstep. Look for your Dex Denver Metro and Dex Plus directories coming soon to your front door. And find the most complete local information from A to Z. Dex knows.
Right now is the best time to buy a brand new complete home at Amber Homes. Prices have been reduced on ready-to-move-in condos, townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes in great neighborhoods like Inglewood, Aurora, Commerce City, and Castle Rock. Whether you're looking for a new home or an investment opportunity, now is the time to act. For more detailed information about the communities, video tours, and a list of all the available homes, go to amberhomes.com. Amber Homes, a higher standard.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
A 39 in-home trial, and they've been named a Consumer Digest Best Buy, and are backed by the Good Housekeeping Seal. And check this out. Join the Select Comfort, join the folks at Select Comfort for their 20th birthday sale. You'll get a free gift. Visit a Select Comfort store today and ask about the biggest savings of the year on all Sleep Number beds. You can save up to $275. See a Select Comfort store for complete details. And as an added birthday bonus, come in now to see how you can get no interest and no payments for one full year on Sleep Number beds. Select Comfort stores are located in 11 major malls, including Southwest Plaza, Flatiron Crossing, Colorado Mills, and the brand new locations at Southlands Mall and Northfield at Stapleton.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz, and I'm a firm believer in preventive medicine. Here with me today is Dr. Blanchett from Front Range Preventive Imaging. Dr. Blanchett?
Thanks, Ed. It's estimated that the impact of treating stroke victims will be $2.2 trillion over the next 45 years. The emotional consequences are immeasurable. Getting a carotid ultrasound to evaluate your risk is one of several screening tests we offer at Front Range Preventive Imaging, providing the highest quality CT lung cancer screening, EBT heart scans, virtual colonoscopy, and carotid ultrasounds is our mission. In addition, we perform all diagnostic CAT scan imaging and ultrasound imaging in a quiet and comfortable environment and provide the most affordable prices in the area. In these days of high deductibles, be wise with your healthcare dollars. Call us today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
When you love what you do, it's impossible not to be successful doing it. So when it comes to investing your life into a franchise opportunity, how do you know you'll find a franchise that you'll absolutely love? We're Franchise Revenue Systems. Our passion is finding the perfect franchise opportunity to meet your passion and financial resources. Call today and get a free guide revealing the top secrets to starting a franchise. Call 1-800-900-0522. 1-800-900-0522. 1-800-900-0522.
Hey, Ken. Picking up a prescription?
Yeah, my erosive acid reflux.
Me too. I take Protonix Pantoprazole Sodium.
Does it work?
One Protonix tablet every morning helped control daytime, even night.
nighttime acid reflux symptoms.
Nighttime symptoms too?
Yep. It even helped repair acid reflux damage. And I save on my Protonix prescription.
Think I could save on my copay?
Check your health plan. Hey, where are you going?
To call my doctor about Protonix.
Protonix copays are not less than generic drugs. Prescription Protonix heals acid-related erosions in the esophagus and relieves associated frequent and persistent heartburn. Most patients heal within 8 weeks. Your results may vary. Doctors may prescribe Protonix longer to maintain healing. Studies lasted 12 months. Other serious stomach conditions may still exist. In studies, the most common side effects were headache, diarrhea, and gas. Go to ProtonixSavings.com or call 888-5-REFLUX to learn more about Protonix, acid reflux disease, and savings. See our ad in the Saturday Evening Post. Ask your doctor if Protonix is right for you.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now you've got Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
After the hour. Snow likely today, high 36. Maybe snowing where you are. AM 760, a Progressive Talk. Castle Rock, panhandlers on the corners. It's out. No, can't have it. How do you feel about that? They passed the measure 5-2 last night. And let's go to Jeff in Fort Collins. Jeff, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey,
Jeff.
Listen, I've called you several times. I'm usually on the opposite side politically, but I appreciate what you do. You're very professional, and so I like to listen to you.
Well, thanks.
Anyway, I called you this morning because we have common ground. Bothered me the guy who called and attacked you for just asking the question about these people. And I wanted to, I'm not sure how long ago it was, if it was a post or the news, but a gentleman did a series of stories on these people, and he followed them and found that the majority of these people that he followed lived in a hotel down off of Santa Fe. And he would watch them and identify certain people. And on certain days, you know, one lady has two small children. The next day, another lady has the same children. They would pass these off. And actually, one time he had a gentleman that on a street corner who had a sign that said, "My dad just passed away in Kearney, Nebraska. Please help me." So instead of giving money, he offered to drive the gentleman down to the bus station, bought him a ticket, and waited with him for about an hour. He said he left, came back. An hour, the guy was gone. He went to the camera, the guy had cash in the ticket. Well, you know, he thought, didn't, you know, couldn't prove anything there. But what he did was about a week later, he found the same guy who had another sign that said, "My mom passed away and need to get to Arizona." So he confirmed the guy, and the guy was very rude. So, you know, there's a lot of sad stories out there, I know, and there's a lot of legitimate people. But to ask the question, I think it's legitimate. And I think the guy's wrong just to attack you for asking the question.
Well, I've got some friends in Chicago that are on the police department, and one of them told me this story, and now I can't remember, but I believe it's off the Eisenhower, where you would get off the Eisenhower and go down on the south side where close to where Mary and I used to live, and there was a couple there who would have a car stalled on a ramp, or the car wouldn't be running, and they'd be standing outside the car. So what would happen is the unsuspecting motorist would pull up and say, "Gee, do you have a problem?" And they would say, "Yeah, we don't have any money for gas, and we've got no gas, and we could use some help." Well, the Good Samaritan would end up helping them out, but the thing is, they would rob the person.
Yeah.
And then they would go pull it somewhere else. So I'm not saying that there aren't Vietnam vets out there. I'm not saying that there are not legitimate situations out there. There are legitimate situations, and we need to confront those situations. But the thing is, there are also, you're right, people out there who are less than honest, and we need to deal with them as well.
Listen, I appreciate it. I got to call you with common ground, so I'm glad you're doing good from your surgery, and I think you're doing a good job. Keep it up. I'll listen to you every day. Take care.
Thanks, Jeff. I'll convert you yet. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, I think that's basically it. I mean, we have homeless people here. We've got a need to do something about this. Question is, how to handle it. And that's the ongoing debate that goes on in this country. But I am not for telling people they cannot stand out there on street corners with signs. Because, as Greg brought up, and I still haven't made a decision about what he said, but I have serious First Amendment reservations about this. All right, stick around. We got more coming up here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. I want to talk about this woman who sold her infant. Yeah, and also sex offenders. This has been on my mind, too. Stick around. We'll talk more.
AM 760 has a new voice in the morning after Jay.
Tom Hartman here, talking back to talk radio. Bullying, humiliation, and the big lie are at the core of much of conservative talk radio today. Turn them off and instead tune into the Tom Hartman program.
Mornings at 10 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It's 50% off and more at Joseph A. Bank. A huge selection of suits, business express suit separates, and tuxedos, 50% off. All leather, rain, and top coats, 50% off. Plus, every cashmere sweater, 50% off. Consider all executive blazers, regularly $350, now $149. And wool cashmere dress pants, only $59. Want to save even more? Take an extra 50% off all remaining clearance. That's an additional 50% off every clearance price in the store. Like hundreds of dress shirts, sport shirts, and sweaters. Now, $19.99. Only at Joseph A. Bank. Now through Sunday.
Joseph A. Bank at Aspen Grove Lifestyle Center, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Englewood, Loveland, and Colorado Springs. Now open in Aurora, Lakewood, and Stapleton.
AM 760 Progressive Talk, broadcasting in HD and online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver,
CBS News. I'm Frank Setapani. It's back to work on Wall Street. The bargain hunters are dipping a toe in the water after yesterday's 416-point blowout in the Dow Industrial Average. After 30 minutes of trading, the market is slightly to the higher side. The Dow up 38 points. The NASDAQ Composite has just turned up a fraction. Jefferies and Company analyst Art Hogan says you got to be in it to win it.
This is a buying opportunity. It's not an opportunity to panic. No one ever makes money when they panic.
CBS's Jim Taylor gives us a sense of the market mood at the big board.
The atmosphere, electric here. High energy, maybe even high anxiety. Traders are trying to get a quick jump on the market, and we did open with a nice burst of 50-plus points. Investors I'm speaking with this morning are upbeat, they're determined, even optimistic. They point out what goes down always comes back up.
Two new reports.
Let's face it, if there was ever a time to go bargain hunting, this is it. That's the New York Stock Exchange, Jim Taylor, CBS News.
Two new reports on the economy are out, one from the government, one from a private group. Both show a much slower rate of growth. Economist Mark Zandi.
A little bit of a tricky period because whenever the economy is growing this slowly, something else could go wrong. We need to be cautious, but fundamentally, the economy is sound.
Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke will have his say on the economy at a congressional hearing a few minutes from now. Take a city the size of San Francisco, add a few thousand more people, and that, according to the latest government estimate, is how many Americans are homeless, 754,000. Michael Stoops heads the National Coalition for the Homeless.
Our people in the front lines have found that the numbers are increasing and that people are being turned away from emergency shelters and transitional housing programs.
The bad spinach that caused the coast-to-coast E. coli outbreak last fall has finally been traced to a 50-acre patch of farmland in San Benito County, California.
This outbreak didn't trace back to a processing problem. It traced back to a farm contamination problem.
Dr. Kevin Riley with the California Department of Health. A year after he was almost killed by a roadside bomb in Iraq, ABC's Bob Woodruff's been given a personal account of his recovery from a serious head injury. One scene from his ABC News special, To Iraq and Back, Bob Woodruff reports, shows his children helping him relearn how to speak.
Belt buckle.
Belt buckle.
Belt buckle.
Belt buckle.
Belt.
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 Buckle.
Belt.
Buckle.
Buckle. Belt buckle.
The actor who made his name playing Harry Potter, starring in a different role on the London stage, a role that calls for David Radcliffe to appear naked. CBS News correspondent Richard Roy.
Controversial for more than 30 years, Equus in this revival would have been critic-proof anyway. Even Radcliffe admitted the play's not the only thing.
So the nudity for me was just something that came with the character. It wasn't something that either attracted me to the part or repelled me. It was just a thing.
A thing that's helped make advanced ticket sales huge.
I love him!
And a thing that didn't seem to put off any fans.
This is CBS News.
Ever found a quarter between your sofa cushions? Well, this spring, it's almost that easy to earn some real money. Just stay at Econo Lodge or Roadway Inn Hotels. With the Easy Choice Rewards program, all it takes is 4 nights to earn a $50 room credit. That's right, $50. And you don't have to lift a cushion. Call 800-4-CHOICE or visit choicehotels.com for our best internet rate guarantee. We'll see you there.
Earn 2 stamps per night for qualifying stays between 2-1 and 4:30-07. Maximum 10 stamps per stay. For program and guarantee details, visit choicehotels.com.
So, you're a consultant?
Yes, sir.
What's with the wall of sticky notes?
It's my small business accounting system. Unpaid invoices go on the purple ones.
And the green?
New customers.
So, unpaid bills are the yellow ones.
How'd you know?
I took a shot. You know, there's an easier way to manage your business.
Yeah?
Yeah, QuickBooks. You can be up and running in under 15 minutes. With just a few clicks, QuickBooks software lets you write checks, send invoices, see who's paid and who hasn't.
I'll switch. So, need a couple hundred sticky notes?
I'm going to pass on that. QuickBooks. Better, faster, simpler. Get it at OfficeMax, Best Buy, or Amazon.com.
Good morning. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. Some startling allegations out of Pueblo this morning. That's where police say a 5-month-old baby boy was sold by his mother to a couple in exchange for cash and the down payment on a new car.
There's many different reasons that a couple may want a baby. Why they chose to go outside the law and not go through an adoption agency and do it lawfully within legal remedies through a contract or through the courts, I'm not too sure.
Pueblo Police Department says, fortunately, the infant was discovered safe and sound soon after they heard about that transaction. The baby has been placed in a foster home. Mom and the couple who bought him, all behind bars. Another winter storm system moving into the metro area.
We could see several inches on the ground here in downtown Denver. 3 to 6 inches south and west of the city. Areas like Roxborough, Conifer, Evergreen, Kiowa, and Parker. And areas north of Denver might not see much snow at all.
Meteorologist Kathy Sabin says the snow will start falling around lunchtime today. Already heavy snow in the mountains. That's prompted chain laws and closures in the high country. And those cracked windshields on 14 airplanes out of DIA were caused by foreign object debris. Air safety investigators say microscopic analysis of the 21 front and side windshields cracked during the storm revealed fine particles that caused pitting, which in turn caused cracking, but investigators still haven't figured out just what those particles were. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, snow moving in across the metro area, and traffic's really starting to bog down. Southbound 25 downtown, southbound 225, northbound I-25 in the Tech Center, eastbound I-70 out of Wheat Ridge. Boulder Turnpike is still held up on the eastbound lanes into the city. And out of town, the weather really affecting Highway 72 near Nederland, Boulder Canyon, I-70 near Bennett, I-25 in Castle Rock. We've had multiple wrecks, including rollovers, so please take it easy. And with our weather outlook today, looking for mostly cloudy skies, cold, snow showers, 1 to 3 inches expected in the city and a high of 36. Tonight, the snow showers will end, a low of 16. Right now, light snow, fog, and mist, 28 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Where can you find the most complete local information? At your doorstep. Look for your Dex Denver Metro and Dex Plus directories coming soon to your front door. And find the most complete local information from A to Z. Dex knows.
Just Brakes.
How much are new brake pads installed?
For $99.88, we'll install pads and shoes at all four wheels and even machine rotors.
All four wheels for $99.88? Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes.
Parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon Laser Center, Wellness Spa on Fifth Avenue, and Computer Superheroes. Go to am760.net today and learn more about how you can support Progressive Talk. AM 760.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin
on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, one and all. It's 8:07, 7 minutes after 8 o'clock. Snow likely. High today, 36. What's it doing out there? It's snowing out.
Yeah.
Okay, dummy on the radio goes snow likely, and it's snowing.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, you know, so many people in this business wind up sitting in rooms that have no windows. We're lucky.
I've worked in a lot of radio stations with rooms with no windows.
And you're
so
sitting
you have no clue what's going on out there.
Yeah, you're sitting there saying, oh, mostly sunny today, and it's pouring rain out there, especially in Florida.
Yeah, the station I work at in Florida didn't have any windows, now that I come to think of it. Well, maybe it did, though. But I've worked in a lot of stations with no windows.
First station I ever worked at, the general manager read somewhere that the optimum temperature for human beings to function at was 64 degrees, so the air conditioning was always turned down to 64. You know,
yeah, I used to love the air conditioning down cold, too, but now I'm getting too old for that. Can't handle it. No, actually, what happens is I think when you undergo a gastric bypass, what ends up happening is everything changes.
Right.
So now I find myself cold a lot of the time. Like, it'll kill me to go outside now in this weather.
Yeah.
So I bundle up. I've been wearing a hat all winter.
Smart. That's where you lose most of the heat.
Too bad you don't gain any intelligence there. Certainly a little lack from that. Hey, if you look like Barack Obama, if you look like Hillary Clinton, if you look like John Edwards, if you look like Chris Dodd, if you look like any of the candidates running for the Democratic presidential nomination, if you look like them, go to am760.net, send us your photo, upload your photo to us, and then if we pick you, you can ride in the St. Patrick's Day parade with me.
I want to see somebody that looks like Dennis Kucinich.
Well, we'll take him, too.
Yeah.
We'll take them all. It's a wide open contest. Okay. Wonder why we're not taking anybody from the GOP. Well, because we're not a... It's not Halloween, that's why. Thank you, John.
I don't think anybody has cheeks like John McCain. Those... They're really unusual. I mean, I just find myself, every time I look at McCain on TV, I'm just staring at his cheeks. They're so weird.
Yeah, Sam McCain is getting his butt kicked by Rudy Giuliani.
Isn't he?
Isn't that incredible?
Wow, those latest
America's mayor. Right.
Rudy had...
Hero overnight after one day.
He had, like, what, 44%, and McCain only had, like, 24%?
Yeah, so, Rudy, tell us about how you left your second wife.
You know, tell us a little bit about showing up at that party in drag and having Donald Trump kiss your breasts.
Yeah, which, by the way, you can see that on our website. If you go to the J. Marvin page, it's up there on am760.net, because, you know, we're not beneath crawling in the gutter occasionally. All right, I want to get into this story. Actually, there's two compelling stories that are out there that are like this. One has really been covered by the media. The other one has been covered by the media, but not as extensively as the first one. Now, the first one, I just want to make a comment about it. If you want to call in and you want to talk about it, I'm not going to stop you. But could the media, particularly the national media, stop showing pictures of the overweight British boy.
Oh, good Lord.
Who is stuffing himself with fried chicken.
Oh, I saw that last night.
My gastrically operated pouch, created by Dr. Michael Snyder of Denver Bariatrics, cannot take the sign of this person, this kid. He's not a person, he's a kid, this child, stuffing himself with fried chicken. And it looks greasy.
Ugh.
And it's like, oh. And would you let your child get... Now, you know, if you're an adult, and... All right. I got overweight as an adult. Because I stopped drinking. I stopped taking drugs. I stopped smoking cigarettes.
And started eating.
And I don't now, but I used to love junk food.
You had to get something to get those
endorphins. Now I can't get near it.
You had to do something to get those endorphins popping.
Right. I get near junk food now. I get...
Good.
I can't take it. But do we have to see this kid every 10 minutes? Do we? Is it that big of a deal?
It was grotesque.
And now the British government is going to let that child stay there with his mother.
Yeah. And she said,
and do you buy that idea that his mother says, well, I can't stop him from
eating? He won't eat fruits and vegetables. Well, if you only serve him fruits and vegetables, he'll eat them.
Boy, can you imagine what his digestive system is going to look like? And you know what I'm talking about, a digestive system, when you don't eat fruit and vegetables? I'm talking about a lower digestive system.
Oh,
you get what I'm getting into here?
Yeah.
I'm getting into, like, okay, you can't get that loose with a stick of dynamite. That's what I mean. Okay? That's a colase patient waiting right there.
Can you imagine, even at the age of 8, what this kid's arteries look like?
Well, yeah. But they keep showing it all the time. Are you telling me we don't have anything better to concentrate on than this? That we have to keep seeing this kid all the time? Am I the only one who's sick of this?
I only saw him that one segment on Oberman.
Like, oh, no, man. He's all over the news. John, how many times has that kid been on CNN alone this morning?
Well, I noticed that yesterday he was on there all day long. And this morning, you know, he's been on there a couple times in the 3 hours we've been on.
Yeah.
Been here.
What are they keep showing the same scenes of him.
Yes, of him stuffing himself with that damn chicken.
And then on the trampoline, yeah.
Yes, with him stuffing himself with it. You know, if he wants to be on TV so bad, man, go into the World Wrestling Entertainment business.
Yeah. I was telling Jay, here's the next Andre the Giant right here.
Oh, kid looks like he could qualify to be a sumo wrestler even at the age of 8. Go to Japan.
I mean, there's something wrong there. All right, that's number one. Okay, now let's get into number two.
All right, what's number two?
This story broke yesterday. Three people were arrested on charges of swapping a 5-month-old baby for a down payment on a used Dodge Intrepid. And cash, police said yesterday.
Yeah, I had that on my news.
All right. All were arrested on suspicion of felony trafficking of children and were being held at the Pueblo jail under $50,000 bail. The baby was placed in a foster home. All three were Mexican nationals, which, of course, now the anti-immigration folks will go crazy over this and start screaming. But you know something? I've seen this go on with naturalized and also American-born citizens.
No, this happened.
In other cities that I've lived in.
This happened a lot back in the 80s, especially during the crack cocaine epidemic.
Yep, exactly. You're absolutely right there. That's true. So separating the nationality part out of it as if ranting and raving about brown-skinned people and Mexican nationals will solve this problem.
Yeah.
I would just like to speculate on what kind of woman would trade her baby for a car. Is that the most bizarre thing you've ever heard? And when we've seen it happen in other cities, and we've read about it in other cities, you walk away with the same feeling. This is a cliche, but it's true. It never ceases to amaze me what people do.
Yeah.
Just when you think that you've seen it all, when you think that it's hit rock bottom, you have this.
$1,500. $500 of which.
So what happens here? You throw this woman in jail if she's found guilty because she's been arrested on suspicion of felony trafficking of children. Okay, you throw her in the can. What does that do?
Yeah. You don't give her the kid back, though.
Well, no. And this is the question I want to ask. Should she at any time ever be able to see this child? I would say no.
I would say no, too.
But what do you do when the kid starts to ask about its mother?
She's dead. She died in childbirth.
You adopt the child out, and hopefully you get it into a loving home, and somebody raises it, and they believe the people who raise the child believes that that's the mother and father.
I would never.
But what happens? How would you feel if that were you? And then you find out, well, I had a mother. I had a real mother, but she could never see me.
I would never let the kid know what had happened. That would just be so.
You mean as a parent, as a foster parent? Well, no, foster's not right.
No, as an adoptive parent. I would never.
You would never tell the child the truth.
No, no,
no way.
No way. I would say we have no idea who your mother was. She gave you up for adoption, or else she died in childbirth. You know, I would.
But don't
never.
You kind of think she? Don't you think she's kind of owed an explanation?
The child?
Yeah.
Oh, God. But
what about if that were
you? Psychological devastation.
Yeah,
my mother sold me for $1,500.
Well, nobody's saying you got to tell her that part of the story.
I've got a bunch of friends that are adopted. And some of them found out what the deal was. And one old friend of mine turned out her mother was a raving alcoholic and was a prostitute down in Key West.
Okay, how did he take that?
She didn't take that well at all. I mean, it really hurt her.
All right. Do you let the mother of this child ever see the child again? I want to hear from you about this, and I also want to hear from you if you're adopted. So question number one is, should the mother ever be able to see the child again? Question number two is, do you ever let the child know that they have a mother and that this is what went on? Do you ever let this kid know that he had a mother? 303-713-7600. I got four lines open. And get off your half moons. Use them or lose them. And I want to find out what you think about this, because I'm kind of debating back and forth here about... See, I think you'd have to, sometime or another, you'd have to sit the boy down and you'd have to say to him, maybe when they're 18 or 19, and I'll bet you they would be resentful. Don't you think they'd be resentful?
What, to know the truth?
I had a mother, and you never let me see the mother, you never let me see my mom, and now you tell me this when I'm 18, and who knows where she is, and blah, 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 and on again?
Good point.
And do you penalize the mother for the rest of her life because of this?
Yeah. I mean, to me, there are some crimes, some sins that are just beyond redemption.
Well, do you want to be you want to be totally reactionary? Would you sterilize her?
Not a bad idea.
That's really reactionary.
That's cold.
That is cold. 8:19, 19 minutes after 8. We'll take your calls coming up here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Snowing out there. Traffic's going to get slippery. Gina's going to clue us in.
What's your latest report, Special Agent?
It's time for people to take a fresh look at their auto insurance.
Copy that. Esurance makes auto insurance fast, easy, and affordable. You can get your quote and make comparisons instantly at esurance.com.
Many drivers save money and time, too. You can buy your policy and print your insurance cards instantly online.
That's why Esurance is one of the fastest-growing auto insurance companies in America.
Quote, buy, print instantly at Esurance.
Take a fresh look at your auto insurance. Get your quote at esurance.com today.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So, your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car.
Why not make it easy?
Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs. All right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low-mileage program vehicles. Many with remaining factory warranty. And special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are, we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy. CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz, and I'm a firm believer in preventive medicine. Here with me today is Dr. Blanchett from Front Range Preventive Imaging. Dr. Blanchett?
Thanks, Ed. It's estimated that the impact of treating stroke victims will be $2.2 trillion over the next 45 years. The emotional consequences are immeasurable. Getting a carotid ultrasound to evaluate your risk is one of several screening tests we offer at Front Range Preventive Imaging. Providing the highest quality CT lung cancer screening, EBT heart scans, virtual colonoscopy, and carotid ultrasounds is our mission. In addition, we perform all diagnostic CAT scan imaging and ultrasound imaging in a quiet and comfortable environment and provide the most affordable prices in the area. In these days of high deductibles, be wise with your healthcare dollars. Call us today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
The good people at Key Equipment Finance remind parents that one of the best tools against teenage drinking and driving is communication. Sometimes young adults are unsure of how to handle difficult situations involving their friends, alcohol, and driving. Your advice can make all the difference. Talk to your teens today about their role in keeping their peers and our communities safe. An important message brought to you by Key Equipment Finance in Superior. That's Key Equipment Finance. They're working towards a safer community.
Is credit card debt making your life miserable? Are you tired of harassing phone calls and struggling to make ends meet? You may qualify for a little-known program through Debt Consultants of America. This program allows you to pay back only a small portion of the credit card debt you owe.
In fact, up to 60% of your credit card debt could be completely wiped clean.
It's a proven program, and the best part is Debt Consultants of America does all the work.
You don't have to pay back a penny of the debt they settle for you.
So grab all your credit card statements and call for a free, no-obligation consultation.
Their friendly counselors will give you all the details.
Call 800-768-6113.
That's 800-768-6113.
You need to have $10,000 in credit card debt to qualify for this program. For your free, no-obligation consultation, please call us at 800-768-6113. Call now, 800-768-6113.
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
The United States and Iraq are launching a diplomatic effort to invite Iran and Syria to a neighbors meeting. What does this mean? It is a major shift. What do the Republicans say about it? The Senate debates the $100 billion plan for both Iraq and Afghanistan. We'll have reaction to that. And social workers are debating whether an obese boy should stay with his mother. We'll have that, your calls, and more.
Ed Schultz, today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It's 24 minutes after 8. Good morning. AM 760, Progressive Talks. Snow. High today, 36. See the snow now where you are or will. Woman accused of using infant as a car down payment. And I'm in trouble again because a woman called and said, I find it very offensive that you referred to the natural mother as the real mother, and not the adoptive mother as being the real mother. Pardon me, ma'am. I'm sorry. I know on this radio show and on this very radio station, you have to walk the line that the adoptive mother is the real mother. Such tight standards from such a discriminating, mature adult audience. But the question here about this is, would you let the mother see the child again ever? Would you do that? And also, how would you explain it to the boy later on in life? Oh, and by the way, the woman who called up said she preferred that I use the term birth mother. Okay, I'll keep that in mind. After all, I wouldn't want to hurt anybody's feelings. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Louise in Denver. Louise, good morning. Hi, you're on.
Hey, Jay.
Hi, Louise.
Good morning.
What you think?
Well, I'm adopted. I was adopted by the most wonderful parents in the world. They told me when I was very, very young, and I really didn't understand the concept, so I grew up thinking that I was I was their biological kid, but when I got in high school and took biology, I went, you know, probably not.
Well, when you found that out in high school, or at least you figured it out in high school, what were your feelings then?
I was okay with it. I did have the desire from then on, though, to see my biological parents. I didn't want necessarily to meet them. I didn't want to disrupt their lives, but I wanted to see them. And part of that was because I did not look like my adoptive parents. But I just wanted to look at them. I kind of wanted to know what I would look like when I was older. And I think that any adopted kid, at least the ones I know, besides myself, have that same desire. And as to the circumstances, I would wait until the boy expressed a desire to find out about his biological relatives, and then I tell them the truth, because lying about it or just committing the error of omission by not telling him, he's probably going to find out if he has a desire. Now, male children do not have as strong a desire sometimes as females do, because we recreate, and males just don't have it. I did join a support group when I was looking for my biological relatives, and that helped me a lot. They prepare you for, they tell you, you know, you don't know what you're going to find. So you better consider all the alternatives and know that it probably wasn't a great situation.
Yeah, that's really a true statement, I think. What about this mother? Would you ever let her see your son again?
I would be inclined not to until the boy was old enough to make that decision for himself, whether he wanted to see her or not. I would say she's young and she's stupid, and she will probably regret doing this.
God, she's 23 years old. I mean, how can you be that stupid? How can you be that stupid at 23?
Oh, Jay, we don't know, you know. But I can tell you quite honestly, there are things. When I told my adoptive parents, I was in my 30s before I decided to look, because, as I said, they were wonderful. And I had no desire to have anybody take their place. And this woman that's arguing with you about the terminology, you know, she needs to get over that.
Well, we have a lot of that.
Yeah,
I mean, anytime you say anything that is like,
please.
Know, over the line, they start going, like, for instance, I'll give you an example. When I made the remark that Ted Haggard's wife, I just off the top of my head said, well, you know, she's a good-looking woman. She seems like she has a lot on the ball going for her. What is she doing staying with him? And this woman calls up, and I get these emails. What did you mean by she's good-looking? Oh, jeez. You know, I'll tell you something. Those people who sit on the very, very far left with that logic, they drive me insane. I'd rather get a job playing country music classics somewhere than talking to those people. No, really, they're lost.
I agree with you. You know, it's not about the terminology. It's about the concepts that we're talking about. And, you know, if you don't like the term that Jay used, then just realize different people think about things differently. I'm an adopted person, so I use the term birth mother. I consider that my adopted mother is my mother.
Well, yeah, because biology doesn't make any difference. It's who raised you.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, but, you know, there is undeniably, I can say in my case anyway, there are things about that biological group that are me.
All right, well, how about this? How about if I say this from now on? The DNA chromosome-linked mother.
I think I told John Turk it's the kid needs to know what their gene pool is.
Yeah, there you go.
The genetic material matriarchal donor.
That's
yeah.
Right. We'll come up with something. Louise, you're marvelous.
Well,
thank you.
Yeah, well, thank you.
All right.
Have a great one.
Thanks.
Yeah, my first wife was adopted, and, you know, she always said that one of the great things about being adopted is you know your parents really wanted you.
Yeah, I think most people who adopt, they really want these kids. And I think you can make a really compelling case that this woman, Nicole Irby, who's 23, or Uribe, that she not be allowed in any way, shape, or form to see this child again. But then, do you pass that kind of a stiff penalty on somebody who makes this kind of mistake? But it's not like she's 19 or 18 or 16. It's like she's 23.
Yeah, she's
accused of this.
Full adult. I'm sorry. That's the end of the line as far as I'm concerned.
And you also would favor sterilizing her.
Yeah.
Come on.
Okay.
But would you really?
I think it should be No. You got me on that one.
See, I've always wondered about this. Should
because that's a permanent.
Should parents,
that's a permanent solution to a.
Should couples have to get a license to have children?
See, you know, now that's not a bad idea.
Because there's so many lousy parents out there.
My old man's been saying that for decades.
I mean, my parents sucked, man.
Yeah, some parents do.
My whole family sucks, as a matter of fact. I'm going to be honest with you. My whole family sucks the big one.
Some parents.
Every one of them.
Some people should not be parents. I mean, I decided at a young age that I wasn't really interested in fatherhood. And by the time I was in my early 30s, and unfortunately had I already undergone a couple of abortions or had taken part in paid for a couple of abortions, I came to the conclusion, I don't want to be a father.
I was going to say, when you said you were taking part in them, I was going to say, what, did you, like,
no,
do the operation yourself? Or
I paid for them.
Oh, okay.
Actually, in one case, actually convinced my then wife to have an abortion, and not proud of it. But
you did?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, see, I could never do that.
See, I'm not proud of it.
Women has to make the choice. That's not anything I should be involved in.
But by the
time I was in my early 30s, I decided I have no parental instinct in me, and I had a vasectomy.
All right, what about those parents who do? What about those? Well, we can bring Gina in on this, too. She's of childbearing age, I believe. Are you not?
I'm over. I'm past beyond.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right. So this woman who trades this child, should she, A, be allowed to see the child again ever? B, should she be sterilized? And C, should people who want to have children, should they have to get a license first?
I don't think this woman should ever see her child again because obviously she doesn't care about the child. I'm not sure about the sterilization. I think that's
pretty draconian.
Yeah, I don't.
Turk here. I'm totally for the sterilization of this woman. She should never be allowed to have another kid.
Well, she's only 23.
All right, how about if she went to all of us and said, wait a minute, I was only 23 back then when I was accused of this, because after all, she hasn't been in court. I was only 23 when I was accused of this. Everybody makes mistakes. Now I'm 30, 35.
Maybe she found redemption.
Can I please see my son?
Well, see, no. No. No.
Okay, John votes no. John,
that's one huge mistake. I don't see it just as a little mistake. I mean, that is...
Yeah.
It's a life-altering, you know? I mean, that is not a mistake, in my opinion. This woman knew what she was doing. She wanted a car, and I think it's just deplorable. Absolutely.
At some point, though, when that little baby grows up into a young man, he's going to want to know who his birth mother is, though.
Should he be given that information?
I think that's his choice as an adult. If he wants to meet her, to know what happened, I think that should be his choice.
How about if she volunteered to cut her left hand off?
Is this in the Quran or something?
Hey, don't take a shot at Islam. Don't take a shot at Islam.
Try to sell your car.
There's violence in all religion. Stop it. You've been hanging out at the other radio station doing business reports too long. It's starting to rub off on you. All right, Gina.
You're talking about cutting off hands.
How's the lead sleds doing on the way to work or wherever this morning?
Oh, gosh. Well, we've got another wreck, a southbound 25 at 120th. That's kind of our big issue right now because traffic is so bogged down through that Thornton North Glen area. Eastbound on the Boulder Turnpike at McCaslin, we have a car high centered on the guardrail. So pretty big backups there. Rubbernecking going on in the westbound lanes. Of course, a lot of this caused by the weather. The roads are very wet now throughout the metro area. It's causing a lot of stop and go. Southbound 25 downtown, southbound 225 Tech Center, eastbound I-70 out of Wheat Ridge. We've also got a wreck now eastbound Hamden, just west of Colorado. Weather today, obviously cloudy, cold, snow showers, high of 36. Right now, light snow, 27. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Where can you find the most complete local information? At your doorstep. Look for your Dex Denver Metro and Dex Plus directories coming soon to your front door. And find the most complete local information from A to Z. Dex knows.
AM 760 has a new voice in the morning after Jay.
Tom Hartman here, talking back to talk radio. Bullying, humiliation, and the big lie are at the core of much of conservative talk radio today. Turn them off and instead tune into the Tom Hartman program.
Mornings at 10 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Man, he's smart. What a sharp guy. Good listening. 8:36, 36 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And many dogs' eyes reflect the color green in the dark, but some also reflect orange or red. I wouldn't know about Coco and Jackson because when it's dark, they're asleep. As long as they get upstairs and as long as they get their cookie before bedtime, which Mary gives them every night, then they're done. That's it. Boom. They're out. But during the day, I'm telling you, they're very, very active. And the reason is, because they're healthy. And one of the reasons why they're healthy is because we've been feeding them Purina One Natural Blend dog formulas. Since they've been pups, we've been feeding them Purina One. Purina One blends contain real wholesome meat as a first ingredient, including a real lamb, real chicken, real white meat chicken. Yep, you heard me, real white meat chicken. And I ask you, who else has that? I urge you to go check the labels of other brands and then make a comparison. You'll love the healthy changes you'll see in your dog once you switch to Purina One. So try the difference for yourself. Go find out for yourself. Compare the others. Then, when you're ready to give Purina One Natural Blends a try, call 1-888-606-BARK That's 1-888-606-BARK for a free 6.5-pound bag of Purina One Natural Blends and see the healthy difference that a food with real ingredients can make in your pet. That's 1-888-606-BARK. Call today, and you can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local Target.
Every Sunday morning, AM 760 is Out Loud.
Hey, this is Shannon from the Out Loud Radio Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Is it possible to go straight if you're gay? Our guest this week, Wayne Besson, is the author of Anything But Straight. We'll ask him that question. Gregory H. Squared and more. Also, tune in to find out who comes out of the closet this week on AM 760.
The Out Loud Radio Show, every Sunday from 11 to 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor, but it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-900-4409. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-900-4409. That's 1-800-900-4409.
You've got the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Let's work those whoopers and tweeters with some cream.
Born under a bad sign. I've been down since I began to crawl.
That song makes me want to go out and get more tattoos. I'm serial. 8:40. It's 40 minutes past the hour. Here, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. 3 people arrested on charges of swapping a 5-month-old boy for a down payment on a used Dodge Intrepid. And the woman in this. Should she ever be allowed to see her son again? And if the son is adopted out, at what point do you talk to the son? Here's Lisa in Denver, who's got some good experience to pass on. Lisa, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
Well, let's see. My story first, real quick. My mom kind of deserted my brother and I with my dad when we were 8.
Mm.
She disappeared off the face of the earth. After many years later, we've forgiven her and back in her life, and I do refer to her as my real mom. Huh? And I do believe that little boy should be able to see his mother if he wishes. Tell him when he's old enough to get it and let him see his real mom.
Do you tell him first or do you wait for him to ask?
I guess you could wait for him to maybe figure it out.
Okay. Would you agree with the idea that she can't see him now for the rest of her life unless he asks? Or do you think that would you be willing to accept an argument if she made it, which would be that, well, I was 23 and I made a mistake.
Right. We haven't heard her side of the story. I mean, listen, a white girl can go through an adoption process when she's pregnant with an unwanted child and get well taken care of. This illegal girl did not have that same option.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
But still, see, she's accused of this and she hasn't been to court, and we got to keep that in mind, but I would love to sit down and ask her what the deal was here.
Yeah. I mean, many years of therapy, you know, my therapist said, you don't know what your mom went through. You don't know what she was going through. It wasn't about you. You weren't a bad child. She was having a hard time. She could not be a mother at the time. And this woman gave her child up thinking it was going to be in a better home. I really believe that.
I wish my mother had given me up. No, I'm serious.
I think we all turned out okay despite our parents.
Speak for yourself. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Let's go to Stan in Commerce City. Stan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
Hey, Stan. How are you doing?
too, but I'm just coming from a different point of view on all this. I think it shows how societies all over the world have failed. People are going to do whatever it takes to survive. And we all know how important a vehicle is in this day and age to survive, to make a living, to go from one place to another. It's even used for a lot of people as shelter. So I feel sorry for the lady. I feel sorry for the boy. But I think as times get worse, I think you're going to see worse and worse things that people will do. People will do anything to survive.
If she's found guilty of doing this, what do you think, Stan, should be the consequences?
I don't think, she's going to be able to keep her from seeing her child if she wants to. I mean, nobody in the world can control another person. We've seen that with the teacher in jail when she got bonded out that had sex with the student. They're still seeing each other. That's a failure. I don't know what the answer is. I think the answer is to address the big issue, and that is maybe the economy around the world and people having a harder time of making a living. Maybe that issue should be addressed, and maybe some of these should take care of themselves. Some of these other issues.
Yeah, good luck with that, though, because it's very, very hard, as you know now, to get anybody to address that.
You got it. That's the same way with the legal alien issue. It's very hard to get anybody. Everybody likes to talk about it, but nobody wants to do anything about it because they don't want to piss anybody off on the left or the right or the Spanish people. Bingo. That's the problem.
No, I don't mind talking about it.
Well, no, I'm not saying talk. Nobody wants to do anything about it. Representatives. That's the same thing that's going on in Castle Rock. Isn't that ironic? How Castle Rock, the government, the council in Castle Rock wants to take on the panhandlers, but they don't want to address the real issue of why these people don't have any shelter. Granted, there's a lot of people out there. The shelters are full. Well, you know, obviously that's not the problem. Maybe they should be building more. But it's just like going after the illegal aliens instead of going after the employers who employ those legal aliens. I'm not saying you or anybody. I'm just saying the majority of people go after the illegal aliens and not address the issue of the businesses. We're not addressing the issues of the panhandlers.
Oh, I agree.
We move them off their street. If we don't see them, they don't exist. The issue is they're doing the same. The panhandlers are, well, like you said before, maybe the panhandlers are the next illegal aliens.
Well, I passionately agree with you about illegal aliens or undocumented workers, and I got into an argument with a guy about 10 minutes to 6 about this whole thing, where he started out his conversation attacking illegal immigrants, saying, well, I was pushed out of a job. And I said, wait a minute, man. No. It's the businesses that are creating the conditions for people to come, and they are the ones, and why didn't you bring them up in the first place? And he got real indignant, and well, you can hear it on podcast. Thank you, Stan. I appreciate it, man. Good call.
You're welcome, bud.
All right. Now, you can go to am760.net and fish that one out and listen to it. Let me go to Jessica in Louisville. Jessica, hi. You're on AM760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
Yeah, I just wanted to say a few things just about the conversation. For me, I was adopted because my father lost parental rights when he was 20 for doing some really stupid things, and I was able to meet him as an adult, which I think for this boy will be his right also, should be his right when he becomes an adult. I also am a therapist who works with adoptees now, and I think the political aspect of this is interesting because there is so often an economic piece when people get to the point where they're willing to part with their child. A lot of the countries that we adopt from internationally are countries that are war-torn and where we have an interesting relationship with them economically, like Korea in the 40s and the 50s, Vietnam in the 70s, Romania and Russia more recently. Yeah, yeah. You know, countries that are doing well often aren't in a position, don't want to send their children to another country to be adopted. So it was just interesting, the last caller, what he had to say about the economic aspect. The other thing I think is interesting when we're talking about sterilization is that there's no conversation about dad and his potential role or any conversation about that. I'm not in favor of sterilization at all, but I just think it's interesting we've only been talking about the mom.
Well, I think it's a really good point on your part. I think, as a matter of fact, I think it's a fabulous point. And according to the news reports here, though, there's no, we don't know about the father. We don't know where the father is. We don't know if he was involved. So we can't basically comment on that, and so we don't know what his position is.
Right.
My question would be the same probably as yours, which is, where was he?
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. I think it's just interesting when these things become a political issue. I mean, I think, you know, there was another caller that I guess she wasn't on the line, but she mentioned the language around adoption, which I think has become big lately because there's a lot of, there's an increasing number of adoptees in the country. And I think the whole real mother versus birth mother is useful for kids who are growing up as adoptees. And
it's not, it's not useful for adults. It's not useful for people on the radio. It's not useful because somebody says something else and doesn't use the quote-unquote proper terms. And if this radio station suffers from one thing that's got a huge downside, it's these people who call and email and send these things about, I heard you say so. You know, look, why don't you take the same energy and get a Democrat in the White House?
Sure, sure. But what I'm talking about, Jay, is kids. Kids who go to school and somebody says, well, whatever happened to your real mom? And that happens all the time. So just for me personally in the work I do, using birth mom helps me to create an environment for those kids.
Well, I don't blame
it
you.
It respects their experience.
I don't blame you for that. Because kids need to be handled by professionals and dealt with by professionals like yourself. But I assume that the majority of the people who listen to this radio station are not children, although it's sometimes you can have your doubts about that. Jessica, I love you, and thank you for calling.
Thanks.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Great call.
Yeah.
Good to have a professional call in like that. So what would you do if you went to school and they said, well, what happened to your real mom?
Yeah. Yeah, that's...
I'd say, well, she's... She's down at the Motel 6.
Yeah, my...
She lays in the bed. She doesn't make them.
My ex-wife just said, well, she didn't know. And she didn't when she was younger. It wasn't until she was in her 30s, actually, that she went looking for her birth mother.
That one went right over her head, didn't it?
Yeah. No, I got it.
8:49. 49 minutes past the hour. Traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, it's going to be a pretty tough drive along southbound I-25 coming out of the Thornton-North Glen area and getting into downtown. We've just had very heavy conditions. Adding to that right now is a crash southbound I-25 at 120th, and we're still dealing with this wreck. Eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike just east of McCaslin. We have a car high centered there on the guardrails, causing a lot of curiosity slowing. On the westbound side, of course, backups behind this toward Foothills. Weather outlook today, mostly cloudy, cold, snow showers, 1 to 3 inches expected in the city, 3 to 6 south and west, and possibly up to 2 feet along the western slope. High of 36 tonight. Snow showers ending, but cold. Low 16. Currently, light snow, 27 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Take your next vacation to Acapulco. Sandy beaches, great nightlife, and 100% sunshine guaranteed. Acapulco will pay for your accommodations if there's rain for more than 2 hours on any given day. So call your travel agent. Only in Acapulco. Where else? Mexico. Beyond your expectations. Restrictions apply.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
This is Ed Schultz for Front Range Preventive Imaging, and I'm here with Dr. Blanchett to talk to you about the EBT heart scan. Dr. Blanchett?
That's right, Ed. Preventive medicine is our best healthcare investment. Front Range Preventive Imaging provides vital preventive tests at affordable prices. EBT heart imaging is the most important test we do simply because heart disease is epidemic. 150,000 Americans die each year from their first symptom of heart disease. CT lung cancer screening can improve lung cancer survival from less than 5% to over 80% simply by finding the disease early enough. If you have a history of smoking, you need a CT lung scan. Ask your doctor if an EBT heart scan or CT lung scan might be important for you. Make a difference in your health. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
8:52, 52 minutes past the hour. My turn. Okay. Hey, attention homeowners. Here comes the mortgage store once again with another great rate for you to take advantage of. 5.25% on a 30-year fixed rate. You heard me right? The mortgage store is offering for a limited time only 5.25% on a 30-year fixed rate with a 5.53 APR. Call the mortgage store right now at 303-423-7171. And if you act quickly and you call now, you can defer your next two house payments. And if you have an adjustable rate mortgage coming due, you know your house payment is going to go up, maybe by hundreds of dollars a month or more. So take advantage of the special 5.25% 30-year fixed rate offered by the mortgage store. 303-423-7171. The mortgage store offers the best rates with no unnecessary fees. There's no application fee, not a pocket closing cost. They're open evenings until 8 and Saturday too. It's fast, it's easy, and it may be tax deductible. At only 5.25% on a 30-year fixed rate mortgage, we guarantee to save you money. Call the experts at the mortgage store. 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. The mortgage store. They're the guaranteed pros.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a half million others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-300-4662. 1-800-300-4662. That's 1-800-300-4662.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
Good morning, 8:55. 5 minutes away from 9 o'clock. Snow. High today, 36. Good to have you along here at AM760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, John M., and John Turk. We're talking about this incident in Pueblo with a woman who is accused of trading her baby in exchange for a down payment and an unspecified amount of cash. This was going to be used for a down payment on a Dodge Intrepid. Let's go to Brian in Boulder, who brings up a good point. Brian, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Good to hear you, man.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
At first blush, you know, first shot, I heard about it yesterday, and I didn't know it was a Hispanic lady. I just heard it was some person, and I thought, boy, that's really bad. But
Mexican national, yeah.
Yeah, but several of your callers have brought up some interesting points, and it made me remember, I think it was last year, Madonna was going to adopt this little black kid from Africa. And
she did.
Yeah, and then, you know, the dad can't see him, or, you know, and the dad thought he was just giving his kid a... So there's a lot of complicated stuff going on, it seems like.
See, we don't know.
Yeah.
But I say this, but I don't know this. Because I've only been there a couple of times in my life, and it didn't involve children. But I could not imagine that kind of desperation that you would trade your child for a car.
Well, you know, a lot of people, they'll die for the kid.
I'd rob a bank first.
Yeah.
Before I do that.
Of course, then you look at people like, I was watching a TV program the other night, and it's like a lady who was a drug addict, and the guy she was going with was in jail, and she had a kid, and it was like, I can't take care of this kid. And so, you know, it went to foster home and blah, blah, blah. And then later on, when the little kid's 20 years old, wants to know who its mom is, and et cetera, et cetera. So it's there's complications going on.
Well, I think it's safe to say on both of our parts, anytime you have human beings involved, then there's going to be problems.
Yeah.
I think it's safe to say. Brian, thanks, man. Good call.
Thanks, man.
All right. Okay. Well, we can't all be wonderful parents like Stacy and John Turk, but we try. Wouldn't you consider yourself to be a good parent, John? I consider you to be a good parent. I consider Stacy to be a good parent. Yeah. So I give Mr. Turk a round of applause this morning. He's not feeling well. He's out tomorrow. Well, we'll just go to his house at 5 o'clock in the morning and drag him here. All right. We'll continue on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Stick around.
AM760 is online at am760.net. Check out your favorite hosts, Progressive Net, Traffic, Weather, Ski Report, and listen to AM760 live. Courtesy of the National Ballet Academy of Denver. It's AM760 Progressive Talk on am760.net.
We haven't exchanged hellos.
You couldn't spot me in a crowd.
I'm not someone you've known for years. But when I get the call,
I will be there for you.
Volunteer to help the Red Cross. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America. Contact your local chapter or visit redcross.org today.
When you have a family, it's always a good time to buy.
It's a great move-up market.
The interest rates are low.
It didn't make sense for us to spend the same amount of money renting something when we could own it.
Working with a realtor took all the guesswork out.
This is the best market in years in terms of choice.
Interest rates are at historic lows. Home choices have increased, and prices are favorable. Every market's different. Call a realtor today.
If we didn't buy now, we would have missed the opportunity on this home.
Only realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
I'm Steve Kathan. The day after the stock market nosedive, the exchanges have bounced back. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 94 points, and the NASDAQ ahead 15 after an up-and-down first half hour of jittery trading. The way market analyst Art Hogan sees it, blame the big loss yesterday on stock sell-offs in China and a need for a correction here after months of steady gains.
There's bargains to be had. We did some collateral damage to stocks. The punishment did not fit the crime yesterday. And clearly you're going to have buyers coming out and finding those bargains.
The stocks bounced back in China today, but markets were lower elsewhere in Asia and most of Europe. The Fed chairman's on Capitol Hill right now. CBS's Bob Fuss is there. Bob, what's he saying?
Well, Bernanke says don't worry too much about that big stock market drop. He says there didn't seem to be any particular trigger, though they are keeping a close eye on things.
The Federal Reserve, in collaboration with the President's Working Group, has been closely monitoring the markets.
And he downplays any worries about a recession or more serious problems, saying despite the plunge in housing sales, the economy is doing well.
We are looking for moderate growth in the U.S. economy going forward.
And he repeated his warning to Congress to do something about the long-term ballooning costs of Social Security and Medicare. Live on Capitol Hill, Bob Fuss, CBS News.
For months, the Bush administration's been saying it won't talk with Iran and Syria about Iraq. Now, apparently, it will. CBS's Peter Mayer is live at the White House. Peter, is this a policy shift or no?
Maybe a policy dance, Steve. The White House rejects that policy change notion, though. Spokesman Tony Snow says when it comes to U.S. dealings with Iran, there's no crack in the wall, no change in policy. He portrays next month's so-called Iraq Neighbor Summit as Baghdad's idea. But foreign policy analyst John Alterman says the U.S. clearly okayed it.
This meeting would be irrelevant if the U.S. weren't at the table.
This morning, the president's spokesman says while the U.S. will be at the table, there won't be a rap session with Iran. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
From Iraq, word that a U.S. soldier was killed yesterday by small arms fire while on patrol in western Baghdad. To Florida now, where a court has heard arguments in the ongoing Anna Nicole Smith body custody saga. CBS's Peter King is there and joins us. Peter?
Attorney Roberta Mandel argued that Smith's burial wishes weren't in writing, that her mother should have custody.
our client is a legally authorized person, as the trial court found, and give this mother a chance to be able to bury her child.
Christopher Carver represents Smith's daughter and guardian.
And Judge Seidlin made the right moral and the right legal choice.
No word on when there might be a decision, but Carver says they'd like to hold the funeral Friday in the Bahamas.
That's CBS's Peter King live. In Rolla, Missouri, a grad student from India is being charged with making terror threats. The white powder he had yesterday in the panic that shut down that branch of the University of Missouri was just powdered sugar. Checking Wall Street again, the Dow is ahead 102 points and the NASDAQ is up 15. This is CBS News.
I want to let you in on a little secret, but before I do, could all you car dealers, bankers, and credit card companies switch over to the All Sappy Love Songs All Day Long station? Good. For the rest of you, here's the secret. FreeCreditReport.com. If you know your credit score going in, you may be able to cut a better deal on car loans, refis, even credit cards. And you'll find your free credit score and report at FreeCreditReport.com. That's the secret. Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at FreeCreditReport.com. Get the score.
Brenda Coates is a real GEICO customer, not a paid celebrity. So to help tell her story, we hired Mr. Burt Bacharach.
Last year, I was rear-ended by a GEICO customer.
I was hit in the rear.
First thought in my mind was about that funny lizard.
Lizard X is a highball.
I was so impressed with how they handled my claim, I switched.
I hope I'll never get hit in the rear again.
GEICO. Real service, real savings.
It's 9:04. Good morning. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. Denver's city attorney has resigned amid allegations about a computer in his possession that was stolen from the city. Cops traced a computer stolen from the district court offices to the home of Larry Manzanares. This morning, a Rocky Mountain News editorial called on Manzanares to resign. Editorial page editor Vince Carroll says the story, his story that he bought the computer in a parking lot, shows a big lack of judgment.
You can't have a city attorney who would purchase what was clearly a stolen laptop, from a parking in a parking lot.
Manzanares admitted he was guilty of bad judgment. The driver of a vehicle that struck two Berthoud High School wrestlers will be cited with a misdemeanor. Larimer County prosecutors asking the state patrol to issue a summons citing 17-year-old Michelle Barrow with two counts of careless driving causing injuries. Both boys each lost both legs in that crash. Drivers could be pulled over for not wearing their seatbelts under a bill given final approval by the state Senate. Lawmakers backed that proposal, 18-16, sent it on to the House, where it died last year amid fears of racial profiling. And state prison officials are thinking about using cons to help farmers who say the crackdown on illegal immigrants in the state has left them shorthanded. Corrections Department boss Ari Zarvaris says several details need to be finalized. Farmers say they need the convicts because illegal workers are afraid to come here because of the state's tough immigration laws.
Wait a minute. What about Americans? What do you mean? Why will Americans take those jobs?
Well, those jobs are just,
Well, I mean, that's what people like Lou Dobbs and all these other xenophobes are claiming. But Americans would take them.
They're going to have to give them to convicts because no Americans will take them. But, it's good for them. They'll learn the cons will learn a new skill. Could have good cost-benefit ratio here.
They're going to pay them?
Yeah. I don't know how much they're going to pay them. Somebody will get a kickback. We know that. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels, the AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, obviously a lot of problems starting to roll in now as the snow intensifies across the metro area. Still clearing out a wreck southbound 25 at 120th. And now we have one on I-70 at Federal, actually a crash on both sides. One eastbound, one westbound. Also had a rollover crash, I-76 at Pecos. Both directions of the Boulder Turnpike still jammed up from Foothills to McCaslin due to that incident on the guardrail. Folks are actually slowing down to take pictures of this, so that's really adding to your delays through there. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, mostly cloudy.
The following is not a radio commercial. It's a gift from the people of Iceland to you and your heart. You see, Iceland Health is giving away a free bottle of omega-3 fish oil to everyone that requests one because they recognize the very real danger of high cholesterol, heart disease, and stroke. Millions of you have already discovered the powerful benefits of fish oil, but millions of you haven't. Iceland Health Omega-3s offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for joints, memory, even your skin. And the Omega-3s from Iceland Health offer twice the power of ordinary fish oil. Whether you've tried Omega-3s before or this is your first time, call and request your free bottle of Iceland Health Omega-3 soft gels. Call 1-800-467-5910. It's our gift to you. Find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health Omega-3 fish oil by calling 1-800-467-5910. 1-800-467-5910.
Down the street, bored with looking good. God, I love this song. Should we play the whole version of it? Let's play a little bit with Iggy Pop doing the lyrics, because it's so good. You want to do it again? At 9:08. The vocals remind me a little bit of David Bowie, who I think was the guy that discovered Iggy Pop.
Well, I'm a punk rocker, yes I am.
Now, come on, man. Doesn't that make you want to go find a tattoo parlor and get big flames on your arms? No. You go for me.
Come on, Dad. Come on, Pops.
I'm of that generation.
Come on, Pops. Dig the rebop. Take me to the, get some ink, man.
The only people that had tats when I was young were sailors and convicts.
Okay, well, look.
Yeah, well.
I've got tats. What am I? I'm not a sailor or a convict.
No, that was the way it was back then.
I want to get some ink.
When did you get
your ink? I'm 54.
When did you get your ink? How long ago?
15, 16 years ago.
Oh, okay. It was socially acceptable by then.
Well, how old do you think I am, man? Do you think I'd, go get ink when I'm, 16?
Well, you didn't go get
What's
it.
Wrong with you?
We were talking the late 80s when you got your ink. By that time, it was socially acceptable. It wasn't socially acceptable in the 60s
I don't care what's socially acceptable or not socially acceptable.
Well, if you didn't, you would have gotten your ink a lot earlier, wouldn't you?
No. No, I wouldn't have. Because I didn't think about it then.
Oh, okay. Because it wasn't socially acceptable.
Oh, I see. You want to play that game, Pops? Okay, Dad. I don't think so.
I'm just funning you.
I did a lot of things that were socially unacceptable when I was a kid.
Me too.
I want to go get more ink.
I got a panther.
I got a black panther.
That's cool.
That's an old tat.
I got eight ball.
I got Man's Ruin.
Oh, that's neat. Oh, that's really...
Skull smoking a cigarette with a pair of dice.
Yeah. I like that one.
And I have Uma Thurman from Pulp Fiction.
Oh, wow. Cool.
And then I have Day of the Dead Posada stuff on this arm. And I want to get something right here.
Yeah, yeah.
Or get big flames or something going up my...
Maybe big wings on your back or something, or a Chinese dragon.
I don't think I could sit long enough for that.
Yeah, that's a...
That takes a long time to do that.
Yeah.
We got anybody listening to a show that's fully cuffed? Probably not.
I got called up for...
I just want to be socially unacceptable.
I got called up for jury duty one time. This was 20 years ago in San Francisco, well, in Marin County, and... It was a murder trial. A Hispanic American accused of killing another one. And the defense attorney kept asking the prospective jurors how they felt about tattoos. and I looked over at the defendant, and I noticed that his shirt was completely buttoned up.
Oh, because he probably had tats, right?
And he had long sleeves, but you could see the ink poking out from the arms and the neck.
Why would anybody care?
Well, again, 20 years ago, I guess it was not quite socially acceptable.
We should take John Turk out and get him some ink.
I'll get ink.
Would you?
Yeah, I'd go get a tattoo.
Dude, I'll buy you a tattoo.
You'll buy me a tattoo?
Yeah, where do you want to go?
Whenever you want to go.
Better
some
yet?
Weekend. I want to, a day where I don't have to do anything or I can just lay around.
Why? It doesn't hurt that much. You don't have to lay around. I've done it and gone to work.
Well, you're hardcore. I'm not as hardcore as you.
I'm not hardcore. It doesn't hurt that much.
Look at those tats on you. You're hard.
Get out of here. You are so full of it.
Seriously, man, I know it hurts. You know,
it doesn't hurt.
I know you can function with it. It depends on where you get it. I just want one on my back, like on my shoulder or something like that. But, yeah, we should do it some weekend. We should go out, find a good, and we've had people call in and suggest the best tattoo, places in town. But, yeah, I'd do it. I don't know if my wife would be too happy, but I'd do it.
Well, why would Stacey
be upset? I've always wanted one.
Why would Stacey be upset?
Because she's probably got to look at it all the time. You know, she's real clean and...
But I'm clean and proper and pristine, and I have, since winter ink's not considered clean and proper and pristine, and I'll tell you something, I want to get it, like, underneath my arm right here or on top of my arm.
You're like this, and John, my grandfather, who's like 75, 76 now, and he got all these during World War II, he got a bunch of tattoos, and he has tattoos above each nipple. One says sweet. And the other one says sour. Isn't that great?
When I lived in Honolulu back in the mid-70s, I had a friend who was a tattoo artist, and he and his wife also did a male-female love act in one of the sleazy clubs down on Hotel Street. And he tattooed a pair of wings on himself. And I'm not going to go into where those wings were, but it was kind of interesting, I guess.
Well, he also had, and he used to do this a lot when we were little kids. He had this woman, this, like, hula hoop dancer on one of his arms.
Those
are classic.
That was big with World War II.
When he'd flex his muscle, it looked like her hips were moving, so she was dancing the hula.
Right.
Lydio.
Well, you go to a lot of tattoo parlors, and you'll find that on what they call flash paper. A lot of those are old tats like that.
Groucho did a song.
Sailors,
song.
Nobody remembers Groucho Marx.
What do you mean?
So it pops.
You remember Jeez. Groucho Marx.
I know who Groucho Marx is.
Groucho Marx. Who knows Groucho Marx? The guy was like almost taking a dirt nap when television came into existence. Jeez.
You're saying our audience doesn't know who Groucho Marx is.
I don't care whether they know who he is or he doesn't. They don't know who he is. He's not relevant at this particular time in 2007. How would Groucho Marx be relevant? Think of somebody who's relevant.
I was thinking about a song he did called Lydia the Tattoo
Lady. Oh, nobody. Okay, right. And I'm sure the majority of the people who listen to this radio station remember that song. That played on Kim every day here in this radio, in this market.
The ship's on her hips.
Yeah, here we go.
Admirals do flip.
Jeez.
Lydia.
You need to go to work at K-Zoo, Pops. That's where they play that stuff over at K-Zoo, don't they? Is that where they play that, John?
I
think so.
I don't know.
Know anything by Lawrence Welk? Why don't you get that dead old fossil on here? Why don't we go dig up all these people who are dead and put them on the radio?
Groucho, you're saying nobody cares about Groucho Marx.
No. In 2007, there might be like three or four Groucho Marx fans who get vocal and call the radio station.
Is that like
the majority of people don't care, man. They're on to something else.
Is that like saying nobody cares about the art of Pablo Picasso because he's been dead for 30 years?
I don't think Pablo Picasso ranks in the same same area as Groucho Marx.
Nobody
Another
cares?
Pablo Picasso ever did coconuts, or a night at the zoo or whatever the hell it was. Unless you're a film buff, no. And the younger you go, the more you don't know. Think about that.
All right.
Oh, hey,
all right.
Check this story out. Here's Vic. Vic, you're on AM 760. What's up, man?
Hey, Jay, it's Vic.
Oh, this is my figure eight racer buddy. What's happening?
Oh, nothing. I just wanted to tell you my youngest son's a tat artist, and he also does piercings, and I don't have anything. He'd give me anything I want for free, but I have absolutely no interest in him whatsoever.
All right, well, let's go get a tat.
I don't have any desire for one. It's the weirdest thing. None whatsoever. I don't have anything against him. I think, for
an individual if it's something that they want to do. I think it's great. I just personally don't have any desire for one. He bugs me all the time.
Well, I'm telling you, you don't know what you're missing, but you better not have anything against tattoos or you can't hang around with me.
I'm going to fake one.
Yeah, there you go. So when are you racing?
The first points race is supposed to be April 7th.
You got to get yourself a website, man, so we can like follow your progress.
He's got to get a new phone.
And also a new cell phone.
I just walked into a dead area. I know it's dumb. I'm outside.
All right, well, take care, man. We'll see you later. Be safe.
Website. I'll let you know when I got it up.
You got it.
All right, take care.
All right, that guy's fearless. That guy.
Really?
You know why he's fearless? Because he races figure eight. You ever seen that?
You've been telling me about it. No, I haven't seen it.
Where you got to do what they call shoot the X?
That'd be scary.
And if you don't make it through there, you get hit by another car? This cat's fearless. Of course, the way people drive around here, you're liable to get hit on the way out of the Clear Channel parking lot.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, I learned how to drive in Miami. That's,
all right. I'm not taking calls from, like, three people who want to talk about Groucho Marx. Goodbye. You know, three people. And one of them I know is John and Brush, who's at least as old as this guy. Okay? I'm not going into that. It's ridiculous.
All right, what do you want to talk about?
The instant messages were flooded about Groucho Marx, too.
Well, I don't give a damn. Let's talk about somebody contemporary.
How about that great comedian Will Ferrell? Boy, isn't he great.
No.
Or Jim Carrey?
No, he sucks, too.
That's
what I'm
saying.
Heavily tatted and hot?
Who?
Angelina Jolie.
We could talk about her.
Did you guys... Okay, you want to know something about her? Did you see where she got nominated to the Council on Foreign Affairs?
Oh, no, I haven't seen that.
She's got more than good looks, man.
Oh, yeah.
You got to have brains.
Yeah. Yeah, she
probably... and a lot of connections, and you got to be with it to be able to get on that. She's been nominated.
I admired her for not showing up at the Oscars. You know, it's like, why should she bother with that crap?
She's a huge Widespread Panic fan, too, Jay.
She was
in one of their music videos.
Well, see, then we all then we right. have total I mean, reason to like her.
There we go.
She's awesome. Love her.
I think she's good people.
Yep.
I really do. She works hard on behalf of charities and people in third world countries. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I think she got Brad Pitt into it, too.
Yeah, I think she did, too. And also, they're working on trying to help restore New Orleans.
Yeah. Yeah, they moved to New Orleans.
Right, which is something this administration seems to have never remembered.
New Orleans? What New Orleans?
Down there in Jefferson Square, wherever it was, with all the lights. I'll do anything it takes, I'm paraphrasing, to bring this, you know, and right, and okay.
Yeah,
the
lights that were run by the generators
right.
the White House had to bring in because there was no power.
Yeah, that's right.
How did this guy ever become president of the United States?
Well, I don't want to sit here every single day and bang on him, but you know something? Do you ever just sit back, and I know I've asked this question a million times, I'll ask it of you before we go to the break. You ever sit back and just ask yourself, is this all real? Could this possibly be true, any of it? Any of this be possibly true?
We're just having an extended nightmare, and we're going to wake up.
Yeah, I mean, somehow this is
going
to
end. And Al Gore is going to be the president.
Right.
And the war on global warming is going to be well underway. And we're not going to have lost 3,000 American
yeah.
boys and girls in Iraq.
Iraq was his
own. And we're going to have gotten rid of Osama bin Laden.
Iraq's an illusion.
Boy.
God. Don't we wish? Like that one caller said, and it's true. The only thing this administration has said that is the truth is that Valerie Plame Wilson was a CIA agent. The rest of it is all lies. All right, 921, it's open phones, 303-713-7600. We'll throw open the phones. You can talk about anything you want to talk about, except Groucho. I don't want to get into Groucho Marx. Jeez, come on. You know, Groucho, Chico, Harpo. Yes.
And
I
Zeppo.
I love Groucho Marx.
Zeppo.
Because I'm a film buff. Okay. Next thing you know, we're going to start be talking about how many hits the Moon Glows had. give me a freaking break.
Hollywood's new special agent.
It's time for people to take a fresh look at their auto insurance.
Well, it always pays to shop around.
You bet. Many drivers save hundreds of dollars when they switch to Esurance.
If I want to switch to Esurance, do I have to wait until my policy expires?
Nope. You can switch anytime. Just visit Esurance.com. With fast quotes and instant comparisons, you'll see your savings instantly.
Sounds easy.
It is. Quote by print instantly at Esurance.
Take a fresh look at your auto insurance. Get your fast free quote at Esurance.com today.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing.
Why not make it easy?
Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all makes and all models, right on your screen. And right here in Denver, all with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-990-4998 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-990-4998. 1-800-990-4998.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-3903. Again, that's 1-800-550-3903. 1-800-550-3903.
Percent off all remaining clearance. That's an additional 50% off every clearance price in the store. Like hundreds of dress shirts, sport shirts, and sweaters. Now, $19.99. Only at Joseph A. Bank. Now through Sunday.
Joseph A. Bank at Aspen Grove Lifestyle Center, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Inglewood, Loveland, and Colorado Springs. Now open in Aurora, Lakewood, and Stapleton.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
All right, you want to talk about relevant? This is relevant. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Bob.
Once upon a time, you dressed so fine. Do the bumps of dime in your prime. Then you.
925, 25 minutes after 9. Snow today, high 36. Jay Marvin, AM 760, Progressive Talk. John M., John Turk. Open phones, 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about? That's fine. We'll get into it. Let me go to Malcolm, who's in Boulder. Malcolm, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, what's up?
Hey, Malcolm, how are you?
Good. Bad roads out here, man. Nobody should be driving anywhere.
Well, how do I get home?
Take a scooter. Talk to the guys at Sportique. That's a lot of fun on the icy roads.
There you go.
Hey, Jay, I figured out. I know how Bush is going to invade Iran.
How's he going to do it?
Well, you know, he can't do it through normal channels, right? He's going to have his hands tied with Congress and all that. So something's going to happen in Israel, right? There's going to be a bomb or some kind of terrorist attack. Israel's going to blame it on Iran. They're going to attack Iran. We're going to go to Israel's support.
See, you may not be that far off, and I'll tell you why. Because
that's what my crystal ball told me.
Yeah, well, there are reports.
Right on,
there are reports that the United States is getting intelligence information, and so is Europe, about Iran from Israel. But the qualifier on that is that British authorities and some people in the administration think that that information is questionable. So they're debating the validity of it. And here's the thing, Malcolm, that happens to me. Every time something comes out where people indicate that there's going to be some kind of a conflict with Iran, we wheel around and we get Colonel Sam Gardner on. He's as connected to the Pentagon and knows what's going on as anybody you'll find.
Right.
And then nothing happens. So I then start getting complaints from people about, why are you talking about something that never seems to happen? But I have a sneaking suspicion or a sinking feeling that we're headed down that road, don't you?
Oh, totally. And, you know, if Bush can hide our attack on Iran by supporting our only ally in the Mideast, well, our major ally, not our only ally, hell, it'll be hard to say no.
Yeah, because
I think that's what's going to happen. Something's going to happen in Israel. Israel's going to bomb Iran. Iran's going to, you know, fight back, and we're going to go to Israel's side.
Oh, boy, man, that is a scary thought.
Yeah, I wish I didn't have that crystal ball sometimes.
And I've asked people this on the air, and I'll ask you the same question. What do you think the American public's reaction would be if they turned on the TV one night and there was breaking news information that we had bombed Iran?
You know, if it's something that we initiate, I think impeachment proceedings would happen pretty quickly. Okay, but the thing they're going to do is they're going to hide it as going to the defense of Israel. And I don't know what the reaction's going to be.
Do you think people would be outraged? I mean, you and I would be outraged, but what about everybody else?
Well, I don't know. You know, there's so much of that knee-jerk reaction stuff going on with people, you know, saying, hey, we got to support our allies and things like that, that, you know, I think that'll be a hard one to fight down if that's the way we get into Iran. I mean, I would scream and kick bloody murder and call Mark Udall and ask him to start impeachment proceedings, but I don't know if it would have much hope if we did it to support our ally in the Mideast.
Boy, man.
You know?
My fingers are crossed.
This one, man, because this is going to happen.
Well, my fingers are crossed we're both wrong.
Yeah, you're here.
All right, man. Have a good day. Stay out of trouble.
Yeah, sorry for the bad news.
You got it. I think he may be onto something there. So I think they really want this. I think they'll find some way to start it. I just pray to God they're not successful. Now, we're sitting down with Iran, but it's going to be with a lot of other parties, too. Is this administration over with yet? Did you see that poll? I want to say CNN Gallup, but I'm not sure where I saw it. So I could be wrong about this. So I qualify this, unlike some talk show hosts who spout polls and don't qualify anything. You see that poll where I think it's 56% of the people were asked they wish the Bush administration were out of office now? That's pretty telltale. 9:30 at AM 760, Progressive Talk. One line open, 303-713-7600. Hey, Gina, you want to go get some ink? Want to get some tattoos?
You know, at one time in my life, I did want one.
I got them.
And
got
now, I've just decided I think I pass.
Why? Now, all of a sudden, you don't want one?
I don't want to do what everybody's doing.
Not everybody's doing it. I don't.
Everybody
I'm the only
has
one,
a tattoo.
I'm the only one who knows that around here, up here anyway, it's got one. Nobody else does.
It's a huge fad, don't you think, over the last 10 years or so?
I don't know.
Especially with young people.
Well, it leaves me out.
Besides, I'm afraid of the pain, so.
That's not that painful.
I hear it is.
Well, you're talking to a guy who gets a blood draw every week or week and a half, in which they either have to go through my hand or fumble around on my arm. So maybe I'm desensitized or something. I don't know.
Can you see on your the tattoos that you have, can you see them outside your clothes? Like, are they on forearms or things like that where you can see
them?
No,
if I stretch my arms, though, you can see them. But I want to get one on my forearm.
What would you get?
I don't know. Picture of Ronald Reagan. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. All right, 9:32, roads are slippery. What's going on, Gina?
It's a mess. The weather's really getting nasty as it moves into the metro area. Westbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike are at a crawl right now from Federal toward 80th. We've had multiple spinouts and wrecks in that area. They were still clearing the eastbound side at McCaslin. We had a crash at westbound I-70 at Federal, rollover I-76 at Pecos. So once again, folks are just going way too fast for the conditions. Only good news is in the high country, they reopened the Loveland Pass at US 6, but those winter driving conditions still prevail along I-70. Weather today, mostly cloudy and cold with snow showers, high of 36. Tonight, those snow showers tapering off, low 16. Right now, light snow, 27. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
One place, one day, hundreds of educational options. Come to an open house at the University of Colorado at Denver and Health Sciences Center. Meet faculty.
You can see the good life all around you. The people with the bigger house, the fancy cars. It seems like everyone's living the American dream, except you. Well, what if you could start making the money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself? Make cash even when you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. And what if you could get started for free? It's not too good to be true. It's a proven system from Internet Speedway. And once you get started, the computer does the work while you collect the cash. And while supplies last, you can request a free CD that shows you how. Just call 1-800-220-5859. The secret to the good life isn't working harder. It's working smarter. Whether you just want a second income or you're ready to quit your job and live the good life, call now for your free CD, only available through this exclusive radio offer. For your free CD, call 1-800-220-5859. 1-800-220-5859. 1-800-220-5859.
These and the fact that the 07s are there as well. And every day I tell you about the matching down up to $1,500, and then you'll have $3,000 towards your next vehicle, and also about the fact that you can check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com. But it's not every day I get to tell you something like this. They're going to do it again for one day only. Again, they're going to do it. This Saturday, Rockies Autos will be holding an early bird sale. There'll be special hand-picked vehicles that will sell for, check this out, $199. That's right, Rockies Autos will be selling vehicles this Saturday only. They're going to do it again for one day only for as low as $199. Every one of these vehicles are safety inspected, have new oil, new filter, new Colorado admissions, but they will not be offered for sale prior to the gates opening at 8 a.m. this Saturday. Shagman will open the gates himself on this early bird sale, so get there early to get the best selection. I get there before 8 if I were you, and you don't have to worry about breakfast because Rockies will have it covered there too. They've got it all for you. Rockies Autos, it's their early bird sale. They're going to do it again for one day only. That's this Saturday, beginning right at 8 a.m., so be there in plenty of time to save big money, 63rd and Federal.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor, but it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-900-4409. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-900-4409. That's 1-800-900-4409.
The talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
All right, back to the phones at 9:36, 36 minutes after the hour. I got two lines open at 303-713-7600. It's open phones, AM 760, Progressive Talk. J. Marvin, John M., John Turk, and Mark in, Fort Collins. He called up, but he didn't hang on. He called up and said, well, you got an Irma, an Una Thurman tattoo. In 30 or 40 years, it'll be outdated. But, Mark,
30 or 40 years, man, I'll be taking a dirt nap. So what difference will it make? The only person who'll see that will be the embalmer. And that's if I have myself embalmed, which I don't think is going to happen. I'm going to be cremated.
Yeah.
What about you?
Yeah.
Cremated, man.
Yeah.
And my ashes spread in the desert.
I always wanted to be have my ashes put in a wild turkey bottle. And every
is that what you're going to do? You're going to put your ashes in a wild turkey bottle?
Every year on the anniversary of my death, everybody can take me down and pour a shot of wild turkey, put a few ashes on there, and drink me down.
Well, seriously, you're going to do with your ashes?
That was back before I got sober.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do with your ashes now?
I don't know. Have them over the fireplace or something.
Oh, God. Now, you go to people's houses who have urns with somebody's ashes over their fireplace. What a conversation starter.
When I was a little kid, when I was like maybe 5 or 6 years old, there were these three old sisters that lived next to us. And they had their mother's ashes over their fireplace.
That's lame.
I thought that was so cool.
That's lame. Go to some joint on Colfax and buy a hookah, stuff it in there, and flame it up. All right, let's go to... Huh? You don't think it's a good idea? Let's go to Don in Highlands Ranch. Don Heyer on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How you doing?
Hey, Don. How are you?
Good, good. Hey, I don't know if you saw that thing on ABC last night with the news anchor that got wounded in Iraq, and they had an hour special.
Oh, Bob Woodruff.
Bob Woodruff. Yeah, I didn't see it because I don't like ABC. But go ahead.
But, I mean, if you're a veteran, which I am, I'm a Vietnam veteran, and you just get sit there and your blood boils. You just get outraged, and just further proof that this administration can totally screw up anything. And you had a caller on there previously said, if they bomb Iran, I'm going to call my congressman and tell him to start impeachment. Why are we waiting? We've got at least 6 different things that this guy's done that are impeachable offenses. I urge everybody to call their congressman and do 2 things. Recommend we start impeachment and raise hell about veterans and veterans being taken care of. Because if you saw this thing last night, it was totally outrageous. The veterans in this country, support the troops. Give me a freaking break,
They don't, and they never have, and they never will. That's number one. And then the other thing is, I don't doubt that this president is guilty of terrible things.
He was a deserter, for God's sake.
Well, okay, but we're not getting into that part. Hold on. Let me focus in on this. But let me ask both of you this question. I want to ask you, Don. I ask you, John. Should we be concentrating on that, or should we concentrate on this? Should we concentrate on impeaching him, or should we concentrate on this? Getting our kids out of Iraq.
They're getting the kids out.
Well, obviously, get the troops out of there as quickly as possible, because you and I both know, if you've been around as long as we have, this is going to end up just like Vietnam. There's going to be no winning here. It's just going to be how many more troops we want to sacrifice before we finally realize it and get the hell out of there. And the American people know that now. And I think we can do both. We can get our troops out, and along the way, we can investigate this guy and build a case and start impeachment process.
I have no trouble investigating him, but I want those kids out, and I don't want it to be like Vietnam. And I think you're right. If we don't stop it, it's going to end up that way.
And I want everybody to call their congressman, and we got to keep prodding these people. The Democrats need to grow another set of testicles and more backbone and start doing what we elected them to do, and that's get these troops out of Iraq now.
I wouldn't disagree with that. Don, thank you. Thank you for your service to the country, my man.
You bet. Bye.
All right. And we do need to support veterans. We do need to support the troops, and we do support the troops. And this malarkey and this Orwellian language that we're introducing a resolution in the State House. We're supporting the troops. Oh, okay, right. And then you show us where the GOP has done that.
Yeah. No, he was absolutely correct. The Democrats have got to start growing some cojones and get on the ball. Like I've said, if they put this thing forward, they win. If they just sit there tiptoeing around the way they're doing, they're going
to
lose.
Well, I don't think they're tiptoeing around. I think what they're doing is they're trying to figure out a way to get it done. They're trying to figure out a way to make it go forward. And the way we have this system set up and the way both houses are set up is that the Senate and the House of Representatives, that they have to pass they have to get something they both can agree on.
The House,
and
the
something
House
they can sign
no
on.
Problem.
The House we have control of. The Senate is iffy to get the votes. And we got people sitting in there like, you know, Joseph Lieberman, who, as far as I'm concerned, can leave the Democratic Party now.
Like I said, what they've got, what the Democrats have got to do is every week, okay, here's the resolution, and force the Republicans to filibuster it and show them on television every week filibustering the measure to get the kids out. I think after a couple of weeks of that, enough Republicans would say, you know, we can't do this.
I would not want to be a Republican candidate for office with Iraq hanging over me. And, of course, I'm praying every single day that our buddy Scott McGinnis.
Oh.
I'm praying that he runs because he's a serial liar, that guy.
Yeah.
Didn't he make a campaign pledge not to run again and then he went back on it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's one. Two, he's an oil lobbyist. That's the kind of guy I'd want as my senator. And doesn't he have, like, some kind of ethical problem with fundraising, something about paying his wife?
Oh, yeah, that's right. All his leftover campaign.
Sure. So we should have a discussion about that. Once again, Dick Wadhams in the GOP goes and reaches out for somebody who's got a lot of credibility. Not. Let's go to Dave in Boulder. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
How you doing, John?
Good. Doing
hey,
great.
It's been a while since I called your show. I like your new format, by the way, Jay, and I'm glad to hear you're doing much better and keep up the good work.
Oh, thank you. You're very kind.
Hey, man, I'm sorry to switch the topic here for a second. I'm sure it's related a little bit. But
you can do anything. You can do anything. It's open phones.
I drive a 99 Toyota Corolla
here
in Boulder. It's rare. I know I should be driving a huge SUV. But I drive a 99 Corolla, filled my tank up, 2 weeks ago, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I don't fill it up that often, for $1.97 at the Conoco across the street from me. I just drove past it this morning, or skidded past it, I should say, stay off the roads. It's $2.37 a gallon.
Boy,
how does that happen?
Yeah, I just paid $2.29. Sunday, I think it was, and I was shocked by that one because last time I filled up my my Outback was about a week ago, and it was only like $2.19. It's like boom, boom, boom. All of a sudden, the prices just keep going up by a dime every day.
I want to go listen to the podcasts from your show before the election. How we all called in and said, "Look how low gas prices are going to get." And when are they going to pop back up? Right around when we get to springtime. I know it doesn't look like spring, but it's coming. And this is how I almost feel like this is how the administration is going to fund their war, because they're going to contract everything out, and the big oil companies are going to pay for it because their profits, they make it tenfold in return.
Well, what they would tell you would be the following. They would tell you, number one, there's strain on the system because a couple of months ago, Bush talked about increasing the strategic reserve. Then they'll also tell you that there was a refinery here somewhere. I can't remember where it is.
There's a log jam there. You know.
Well, it has electric problems or something, so it was shut down.
Right.
So that's a problem. And then God knows what other excuse they're going to come up with, but I looked at the price of oil this morning, and it's down.
Just over 60.
Then why am I paying? Why would I have to pay? What is it? I mean, give me a quick mathematician, but a 39 cents. Raise. It seems to me like that's 20%. Is that my right? I mean, close.
Yeah. If I knew the answer, I would give it to you. I don't think we've ever really in this country had an honest investigation into the pricing system of petroleum.
Yeah. I think about 3 weeks ago, the price of oil was around $57 a barrel. Now it's around 60. So what's the math on?
But it was down. It was down from Monday's high.
Yeah, but it's only gone up $3 in the last couple of months.
Yeah, I think you're right about that.
$3 a barrel, which would be about 4% maybe.
Right.
Yet the price of gas at the pump has gone up 40 cents, which would be about 20%.
That's crazy.
Well, yeah. I'll tell you, I'm saving for my electric car. Ooh. I really am. I really am. I'm serious. If you go to the Tesla website, they make an electric car in, I believe it is a Lotus Elan body, and it's $100,000, plus I believe you also get a solar panel to put on your roof of your house, which harnesses solar energy to recharge the car, and I'm going to own one of those one day, man. I'm working on it.
It's actually Tesla Motors, by the way.
Yeah, Tesla Motors, whatever. But I haven't looked at the site in a long time. So that's on my shopping list. The other thing I want to buy now I'm starting to think about buying a motorcycle. But I'm really gonna get one of those electric cars.
Well, right on their website, I just looked it up. They lead with burn rubber, not gasoline.
Yep,
100% electric.
Yep,
0 to 60 in 4 seconds.
That's right.
135 miles a gallon and 1 cent per mile to operate.
Wow. You got it, pal. I'm gonna be styling and profiling big time.
Thanks, Jay.
I'm buying one. Thanks, Dave. I'm going to get that one of these days. You'll see. I probably won't be here for you to see it, but I'll send you an email. I really am. I'm going to own one of those electric cars. I am totally and completely sold on electric vehicles. I love them.
I think it's neat.
I got to have one.
Save up your pennies.
I am, man. I'm putting together my...
The problem with computers? I don't have a computer, and email seems to be the only way people communicate anymore, especially my grandkids. Then I found out that I didn't need a computer to receive emails and photos. All I needed was my regular phone line and the new Presto service with the HP printing mailbox. It's so easy. Take it out of the box, plug it into the phone jack, and presto, you're connected. You don't have to do a thing. Emails and photos from family and friends print out automatically. It's so easy, you have to see it for yourself. Presto will even send you information, absolutely free. Just call 1-800-477-1896. Now you can receive emails and photos from your friends and family without having an expensive, hard-to-use computer. All you need is your regular phone line, so pick up the phone. Call right now for your free information. The number is 1-800-477-1896. 1-800-477-1896. That's 1-800-477-1896.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So, your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car.
Why not make it easy?
Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs all right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low-mileage program vehicles, many with remaining factory warranty and special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are, we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy. CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
You'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs the service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
For your free CD, call today, 800-890-1984.
This works. Call the number.
800-890-1984. 800-890-1984.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchett from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchett?
I can't agree more, Ed. As a physician, I know that preventing illness is the most valuable thing I can do. Everyone over 50 should have a colonoscopy. However, 60% of us don't. As a result, colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death. Virtual colonoscopy is quick, requires no sedation, and allows immediate return to normal activities. In addition, virtual colonoscopy can detect some cancers outside of the colon, as well as other problems such as abdominal aneurysms, kidney stones, and gallstones. And the cost can be less than half the cost of conventional colonoscopy. If you've not had a colonoscopy, call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Tom Hartman coming up at 10. Right now, it's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Minutes past the hour, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. It's on the phone, 303-713-7600. John and Jim here, John Turk. Hello to my punk rock buddy, Joe. Right on, man. Okay, let's get back to the phones. Steve in Sedalia. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Good morning, John.
Hey.
Hey, I got a quick and good cremation story for you, and then I'll give you my opinion on what I think is the gas issue. Cremation story. I'm at a Bears game at Soldier Field, and it's time for me to go get a frosty beverage. So I look down my aisle, and it's full. I look at the aisle behind me, not so bad. So I climb up over my seat, start heading down the aisle, and the people one aisle up from me, as I was walking down through there, they were saying, you know, watch out for Grandma. Look out for Grandma. I'm thinking, yeah, have another beer. And you know, and so I go get my frosty beverage, and I come back, and the same scenario. I go down the same aisle, and they give me this, you know, watch out for Grandma thing. So I sit down, and my buddy goes, hey, do you see that stuff in the aisle when you came through? And I said, no. And he said, look over your shoulder. And I look, and there's all this, you know, black crap down on the aisle. The lady was the grandma was a lifelong Bears fan. Her dying wish was to have her ashes spread on the field. They brought her ashes to Soldier Field, asked to do so. They, you know, obviously said no, we can't do it. So they dumped their ashes in the stands.
Oh, jeez!
And people like myself had been, you know, walking over the top of Grandma's ashes all day long. So
that is. What the hell?
Yeah, well, you know, that's Chicagoans for you.
Yeah, you're right about that, man. You are absolutely 100% right.
Yeah.
Yep.
So anyway, the gas thing, it's something I've noticed for, I don't know, several years and maybe more. Gas goes down. Well, actually, I should say gas starts to creep up as we move towards the summer months. And, you know, the oil companies or whoever's behind it, they take it up as far as they can until, you know, we're all screaming bloody murder. We get through the summer months. We get past, you know, Memorial Day or Labor Day weekend, and then they start creeping back down. And then in springtime, it slowly creeps back up. We go through the summer months. We all scream bloody murder and blah, blah, blah. So we will see the $3 a gallon gas just like we've seen for the last, you know, however long. And it's a pattern and a cycle that I think is just intentional and you know, and why people aren't going, hey, why do we keep seeing this pattern? I don't know. But that's my opinion on why gas keeps going like it's doing.
Well, I'll take your point of view as well as I'll take anybody's, because I don't really know what the answer is. I don't think anybody knows what the answer is. And I think we all know why the government is reluctant to do anything about it. And we know what the deal is behind that. It's campaign funding and
sure.
and that stuff. I maintain the only way to stop this is to try to starve those people off. In other words, if you got to drive, make sure that you got some place to go. I mean, that you're doing it because you have to do it, not because you want to do it. And just try to be as careful as you can. And then hopefully down the road somewhere we'll all convert to electric or something that won't. That will choke these people off. I mean, I don't know of any other alternative. Man, I don't know. I don't know what the answer is, and I'm like you. I mean, we all have been debating this whole thing about gas for ever since, you know, this whole thing started, like, back in the 70s, and it's, who knows what the answer is?
Yeah, when was the first gasoline crunch? It was back in, like, 73, I think.
Right. And gas was, you know, 15 cents, 25 cents a gallon, and we were screaming when it was 25 cents a gallon. You know?
I know, and I feel bad because, you know something? I love cars. I'm in love with them. I love various forms of auto racing. I love all that stuff, but I believe in my heart that we get nailed every day by the petroleum companies, and also I believe that if they really had to, I mean, if you went to them and said, either you do this or else you're out of business, if they really had to, they could find an acceptable alternative.
Sure they could. But, the fact is, as a society, we're selfish. And like you said, and not only, you know, we love our cars, but unfortunately, in most instances, we need our cars, especially if you're, you know, like me, rural. You know, when I lived in Chicago, you know, I walked or rollerbladed or rode my bike everywhere.
Right. I always took the L. But, see, you make a very good point. I mean, I get those people who call me and will send me emails. Well, I hear you talking about global warming and conservation, but you're advertising about Rockies, you hypocrite. And I always ask them the same thing. Okay, answer me this question. If I'm a middle-class person and I got a family and I'm trying to make it, do you, A, suggest I not have an automobile, or B, do you suggest I go somewhere else, pay an exorbitant price when I can get it for less?
Right.
I mean, what are people supposed to do? And particularly people like you that are in rural America, what are you supposed to do? Like,
right,
walk?
Right. And the other question to ask, ourselves, we have to ask ourselves, is how much are we willing to pay? And the truth is, we're willing to pay a lot more than $3 a gallon. And I've got relatives in England, and they're paying upwards of $6 a gallon.
Yeah.
So, I think we would be too. We'd scream and holler and yell, but ultimately, if we couldn't get, you know, like legislation to make things happen or, you know, we'd continue to do it.
Yeah, I think you're right about that also. Hey, Steve, thanks, man. Call me again.
You bet. See you guys.
All right, see ya. That's it for today. We're gone. We're out of here. You can listen to the early part of the show on podcast at am760.net. This vehicle has flat run out of natural resources.
I have been a vegetarian my whole life.
You've always wanted to know who's on Match.com, and we want you to know it's okay to look.
Some guy offered me $50 to eat a buffalo wing, but I refused. I was like, I'm not putting my morality on the line for your $50.
Her Match.com username is Komnandi, and you can email her right now. Go ahead. We guarantee if you don't find someone special within 6 months, we'll give you 6 months free. Visit the all-new Match.com for details.
$500.
No more mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
For your free CD, call today, 800-890-1984.
This works. Call.